Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest.
This is Don and Mike.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Me, you, in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing Didi, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Frank Gorse. I got to tell you, whenever I come to this town, the first thing I do is not listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I avoid it. Oh, I'm just kidding, but everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Hokey smoke. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. What do you say, Golden Gold?
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Oh, God, why me?
This is Charles Grodin. I came in to guest on this program, and they sent me out to 7-Eleven to do this thing that they do. And when I came back, one of these guys, or maybe both of them, had eaten most of my box lunch, which I left on the table. I mean, I guess it's meant as a joke, but now I don't have any lunch. But they mean well, I guess, and they're very fat. They're all right. They're all right. But I'm hungry. Thank you very much.
Hi. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know good fellow book.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Get him out of here.
Where are these guys?
I don't know. They came with Robert Goulet.
Get him out of here.
Well, what they have in common...
In a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
We're dry. Rob
Spielak.
Dry and Chase and Gail and Bill. And
Bill.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gorshin and all the ships at sea, proudly wearing their brown ribbons because they are survivors of five-way colonic bypass surgery.
Amen.
I'm kidding, of course. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday. January 30th.
Right.
And here's the phone number.
Oh, no, not again.
Now the music just re-cued.
Wow.
We got to loop that a couple more times, Rob.
Yeah. Wow, see, woo-woo.
I mean, you play the Bullwinkle tape, and then you play the Gorshin tape, and then you play the Batman tape. Before you know it, you're out of time. You know the music. And what?
How much longer do you need it?
15 minutes. Now, I don't know.
Double
whatever it is. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's how you do it. And then the music would gently fade off into the distance. Bye, music.
Wafted away.
And there. There it goes.
So gently.
Our lead story today, we had this yesterday, and I made an executive decision not to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that everybody's jumping on with the girl from Joe Millionaire being in some kind of bondage X-rated videos. And the reason we didn't go with it yesterday is that she doesn't take her top off.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't take her bottoms off.
Nope.
She doesn't give oral. She doesn't receive oral.
Which one is this?
This is Susan.
Or Sarah.
Sarah, excuse me, Buzz. Sarah, the one you like, Mike, with the big boobs.
Oh, really?
But in the bondage videos that she's been in, she is simply a girl who is tied to the chair and has duct tape over her mouth.
That's all.
That's a little weird, though, a little kinky.
In a cheerleader suit.
Our friends at the smokinggum.com, good guys, they are the smokinggun.com, they got us this information before they released it to everybody else yesterday.
Right.
And at one point, Lisa came in and said, oh, we got a real bulletin from the Smoking Gun. And I want to thank them for thinking of us first.
Yeah. Right.
But when I looked at it, the headline says, you know, Joe Millionaire Girl in porno movies. I thought, wow, well, woo, man, we got something here.
Porno, and that was the one that he sucked face with.
That's right.
That's the one that he went in the woods with. The gulp-gulp.
Slurp-slurp.
Ha-ha, ho-ho-ho, hee-hee. Make a left-hand turn here.
Yeah, no, they're following us, and then, you know, God knows where his hands were.
But I don't... I don't think it's a story in as much that she doesn't get naked. She's not having sex.
Is there a picture?
There are. I think on the website, Smoking Gun has pictures of her actually with dirty feet because she's also in some foot fetish videos.
But again...
Really?
Yeah.
But again, Mike...
But she doesn't like...
She's not nude.
No.
She doesn't participate in any sex act.
No.
No, which is why, and if you want to blame anybody, blame me. That was a coaching decision that I made yesterday that we had this information.
Well, I think we're the old journalists of this. You know, we don't go with the story until we get real, that it's a real big story.
Right.
Well, the guys at thesmokinggun.com are friends of ours, and they send us good stuff all the time.
You know, here's the deal, my take on all of these people when they discover that they've had some sort of other exposure in media.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that are going on these shows, are, most of the time, the one consistent is not necessarily that they want to get married, but that they want to be famous. They want to be in the spotlight.
On TV.
It never surprises me when you find one of these people that's actually gone into another area to try to draw attention to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody's got a movie of this girl topless, you know, getting the old, let me know.
Bring it on.
As far as I'm concerned, that's news. But she's
duct taped or foot fetish videos, that would not be.
By my decision on the, do we have an exclusive, does this tarnish her reputation if she has a reputation? Mm-hmm. I voted no yesterday.
I mean, okay. Who hasn't done that?
And I mean, it's all over the
that's
newspapers.
Right, Rob.
It's all over the newspapers today.
It's everywhere.
And they're making a whole big deal about it. Oh my God, the girl is, you know, she's in this video, and what can we possibly think? And it's another person from a reality show who has a checkered past.
Well, don't they all?
I just got to say, look at the pictures, look at the video. And then you decide, yes.
Draw your own conclusions.
She was in a porno, but she was not in the porno.
Right.
So that's where I drew the line.
That's where I draw the line.
Anyway, we had it yesterday. We didn't go with it. And, you know, everybody yesterday was on the Today Show.
Right.
And it's in the Post and all the papers, the Inquirer, and just, I don't know. Not thick enough, I didn't think. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing, Don?
Hi, we are all doing great. Thank you, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. You know, I was critiquing your guys' opening, and it was a little sloppy, so I was wondering if you might want to go out and maybe try it again?
Like, leave the studio and come back in?
Well, now, in what way was it sloppy? The music ran out, but that's the only other thing that's the only thing that went wrong.
And I would say that the music ran out because it was so chock full of amusing and clever tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I consider you guys the consummate professionals, and, you know, I would think you would take the time to have the ending, you know, end with the music. And
well, I consider this to be a rather poorly put together telephone call, and I would urge you to rethink your position and perhaps at the beginning of another show call back
with perhaps a more positive call.
I don't do this for a living.
Why don't you call with a more positive call? And you know what? I think I know what this guy's all about.
What?
This guy listened to yesterday's show. Mm-hmm. He wants his own little taste today. Mm-hmm. Oh, he wants us to get into it for
because
the
we had a lot of arguments
absolutely.
Yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what he's all about.
Now, you're not going to...
No, that isn't the issue. Now,
listen, you're not going to get it, and the music runs out all the time. Mm-hmm. It just depends how many tapes I decide to play in the three-minute music bed that we have.
And my God, sir, we're going to war.
You guys
my God. All right, get out of here. Yeah, you're out of here. Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to say what's up to the guy.
Hey, okay, hold on.
Yeah, do you think he's doing it on purpose?
No, I don't. We're the guys. Hello?
All right.
Mike, hold on. Don't get mad yet.
I'm not getting mad. I'm explaining.
We're the guys.
I just want to warn our listening audience. I really do. I think that they should prepare for probably the better part of a month. It's going to kind of be like this.
Well, we
on and off. It always is. I thought about this last night. I thought about the calls we took yesterday. And during the month of February, uh-huh. we usually get...
But it's only January.
But, you know, it's coming into February. Uh-huh. And
February. January.
Here we go. We've had this discussion, too, now. Since it's not even February yet.
February.
I say February.
Well, and I just do that as a goof.
Nice.
So
you've always said February, haven't you?
In real life, I say February.
But some people
on
actually...
On the radio, I say February. It's left over...
See, but you say... Some people say February.
I say in real life February.
February.
But on the
you
on
say
the,
February?
No, mostly I say what other people say.
February. On the radio, right. I say February. Please also note it when I give the date. I say January 30th. Uh-huh. When of course it's January 30th.
Having fun.
Well, who's the hump that put the R in there anyway?
Yeah, where is he?
In February.
Yeah, I mean, why wasn't it like January, where it's nice and rolls off the tongue?
Yeah. Well, the R is silent.
Well, getting back to my point,
yes.
February is known, back east as the doldrums.
February, yeah.
And in February, you get people that are they have cabin fever. They're cooped up in their houses. It's gray in a lot of the country. It's rainy. It's cold.
Yep.
And you're going to get people that are angry.
Well, if we're gonna
including
get,
us,
if we're going to get calls from people who are surrounded by gray and cold, then I imagine that. Beatrice Arthur's underpants will be calling very soon.
Calling on almost a daily basis.
Because it's gray and cold in there.
Gray and cold icicles in there.
Anyway, hi, listen, it's us.
All right, what can we do for you, sir?
And you're on the air.
Now you.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
You are on the air.
I didn't hear the.
You are on the air.
Hey,
hi.
Hey. I just wanted to say I love you guys' show. And, Mike, you the bomb with the impressions.
Thank you.
And, Rob, you're going to hate me. I'm a minority from Sacramento.
Wow. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz. How's it going today, guys?
Howdy, buddy.
Hey, I want to tell you guys about the story that broke out here early this morning about this douchebag. And, Don, I know you're going to hate this guy. He knew there was a body hanging, decomposing in a tree.
Hold
right?
on. Well, what city are you calling from?
I live in Olympia, which is just south of Seattle.
All right, Seattle, Pacific Northwest. Okay, so there's a body hanging from a tree.
Wow.
Right, and this douchebag knows about it for a year, but doesn't tell anybody because he has warrants out for arrest, and he's scared he's going to get arrested, so he lets his body hang there for a year.
Well, was this somebody that committed suicide?
That's what they're assuming so far. They don't have, you know, much to say. It was a homicide, you know, dragging a dead body 40 feet in the air. But they're seeing it right now.
Was it in an area that is not heavily populated? I would think after a year, especially going through the summertime, that, you know, the smell alone would be enough to draw some people by.
And actually, you know, I know the area where it is because I grew up right around there. There's actually apartments and houses all over the place around there. I can't believe nobody knew about it.
So it's not rural.
Oh, no, it's not at all. It's very urban.
God, how weird is that?
Huh. So there has been a dead guy who has been hanging in a tree for a year in Seattle, and they just noticed it now.
I am not BSing you one bit, Don. I will get my left testicle on it.
All right, well, I'm not mad about that. I don't know why you would find that I would be mad about that.
I figured he'd be mad at the guy because he's such a douchebag for not telling anybody.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. Anybody see that videotape of the guy that leaves his kid in the store?
Oh, yes.
You see that videotape?
Yeah.
Guy walks into a store, they got him dead to rights because the guy's such a moron.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in holding hands with this kid, leaves this little kid, I don't know how old the kid was.
Four, I think.
Four years old. And then you see him looking back. Mike? And running out of the store.
Maybe the kid just wouldn't listen. You know, maybe the guy in the tree just wouldn't listen. Okay, goodbye.
Click, click, click.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sí, estuvo un video. Ella estaba ahí en uno de esos videos con un hombre y una mujer. Los pies los tenía ahí. Hubiera visto cómo la agarró en José Millionaire, porque ahí estuvo y la tuvo todo el tiempo con los pies.
He's talking about Joe Millionaire.
Now, you know, I wish we were one of those shows that had, like, the Spanglish, where we speak half English and half Spanish.
I'm working on being able to understand this. It's one of my goals for 2003.
All right, go ahead. What did he say, Mike?
All I know is that he was saying something about one of the girls in Joe Millionaire. Am I right about that?
Sí, Sarah. Está bien.
Sarah, he's talking about Sarah. Yeah. He's talking about Sarah in Joe Millionaire.
Sí, José Millonario.
Yeah, Joe Millionaire.
And?
Go slower, and I'll try to translate.
Okay. Ella tiene, está sin camisa en el video, y tiene unas tetas muy grandes.
Sarah is a nice piece of ass in Joe Millionaire.
You have no idea.
I know.
Sí, belleza. Ella está en el internet, el video. Tiene como...
Says that she's on the internet in a snuff film.
He is saying, Mike...
5 or 6 years.
No, he is saying, Mike, as you are doing the show now... I am in the parking lot stealing your hubcaps.
And I think you just said, you said 56 years. Are you 56 years old?
52.
52?
Sí.
All right, you're 52 years old.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Nice car.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I want to congratulate you on letting all these dumbasses on the phone.
Well, no need for congratulations. It's an everyday thing.
Seems to be, at least lately.
It's an everyday thing. You know, we have an open door policy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, is it me?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This show is like a mission.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Mission Impossible. Hello? You're on the air from Mission Control.
Hi, this is Tony from Waldorf.
Yes. What is your mission statement?
I have a similar story about finding someone. A guy had committed suicide. He was and they found him in a tree, but they thought it was part of a Halloween decoration.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
that's pretty scary. That must have been a body in pretty rough shape if they thought it was a Halloween decoration.
You know, this all reminds me.
They thought it was until somebody figured out it was actually a real person hanging from the tree.
I live very close to Ken Stevens.
Did I say anything to dispute that?
No.
One of these weekends, I'm going to go driving by the Stevens property.
See if there's any Halloween decorations.
There's a big scarecrow out of the front yard. Or if Ken's hanging, just hanging from like one of the, what are you going with? One of the branches, or maybe from the what are the things you clean on the top?
Yeah. Gutters.
Gutters. Thank you, Robert.
Gutters.
Gutters, yeah.
Or just try to nip it in the bud, drive by every day and see if he's on a step ladder with a tape measure. Just trying to make the plans.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi,
you're on
the
air. Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
It's sunny and 70 degrees in Las Vegas. Oh. Clear.
Is that great?
Oh, man. I mean, not only are you in Vegas, which is just a cool place to be, but it's 70 in the sunny.
It's snowing again here.
Well, I'm sorry.
Or we might be getting a wintry mix.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, they got the thing last night on the Weather Channel. They got the... orange thing on the bottom of the screen saying winter weather advisory, mm-hmm. And then I wake up this morning, and I'm not kidding, it's 42 degrees and it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, now why was there a winter weather advisory?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I get in the car to come to work, and it starts snowing like holy sin.
And we've had these kind of forecasts where they try to delineate where the border is going to be. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, south and west of the district, you're going to get 1 to 3 inches. And this is the kind where sometimes, you know, it stalls, then it moves inland, and we get absolutely whacked.
I heard the ultimate hedge this morning. The forecast was for precipitation of the wintry variety.
There they go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Earlier, but that last break you
guys... Yeah, your phone dropped out.
Oh, hi. Let's start again. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. No, I was saying that I should have called about this earlier, but I just wanted to tell you the last vacation you guys took, that was some of the best stuff I've ever heard. But I got a request. Can Rob A. start doing the intros again? I used to love it when they do the intros.
You mean introducing the best of segments?
Yeah. I mean, I totally miss it. It was great when he did a little snippet because a lot of people don't know who those people are.
Listen... I'm really not going to be over-hyper critical of people today. I've taken my medication.
Good.
But I just want to say again, listen, We do the show, and it's your job to listen to it. If you don't like it, break your window and throw the window outside. You know, throw the radio outside the window.
I love the show. That's
okay, then shut up.
Just enjoy.
Just shut up.
Just enjoy.
We seem to have had a lot of idea men call in the last 48 hours.
Everybody's got something.
Mm-hmm.
Please, you know, the open of the show, the music ran out. When you're on Best Of, we need Rob to explain to us exactly what we're hearing. No.
This is a continuation of yesterday's show.
No, it's not going to be, Mike. We're going to nip it right now.
Are we going to be jolly today?
We're going to nip it in the bud. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, is it tomato or tomato?
Tomato.
Tomato.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tomato, Mike.
Tomato.
And it's ketchup.
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 And it's potato.
Potato. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys. This is Matt from Philly just calling to say you finally won me over as a fan. Thank you for that. And I hope you guys can take care of Ron and Fez down there because we're going to miss him up here in Jersey.
And it's Masterbot.
I agree with you there.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a theory about why February people are cranky.
Okay, good. I'd love to hear.
Yes.
A lot of people try to quit drinking during February just to prove they can do it for a month, and they pick the shortest month, so they pick February.
Well, I don't know why they're mad now. They still have another day and a half to drink. Well,
yeah, but I'm thinking about doing it. I do it. That's the month I did. I
thought Mike could relate.
Did it about 15 years ago I did it in February.
Did you make it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
15 years ago. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'll talk to Don and Mike.
It's us. Hi.
What's going on? Jason from Seattle. I just want to know, Don, can I have one of your extra TVs?
No. No, I love my TVs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you said the other day you got mass and Bart's almost out of the house. You and Frida doing the whole Seinfeld thing in the room. You got to have extras, Don.
No, I do have tons of TVs, but Bart will be taking one with him to college.
Okay.
And
I got a couple extras.
Well, how about Buzz? You got any weed?
No, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Can we get high? There you go. Hello,
you know,
Bob.
He could have had his TVs, but yeah. He dove right into the weed.
Because Mike said he's got plenty of TVs.
You're SOL, pal.
Hello, Don, the Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hello.
First thing, I'm in Baltimore, and I'm so glad to hear Buzz again.
That's right.
I could just poo myself.
Yes, Baltimore now has the entire show every day, 4 hours.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much, management of WJFK in Baltimore.
Yeah. Management and WJFK in Baltimore.
Right, like I said, thanks to management.
Okay. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What are you listening to these days? What do you got in the CD player in the car?
Hey, Charlie Warren with you. What are you listening to? I'm curious.
What are you?
I'll give you 1 through 6, and you're really going to think I'm a fag.
Okay. Go ahead.
One is Shania Twain Up.
Bag.
And it's the pop version.
Bag.
Of Shania Twain.
What else?
Two is The Best of George Harrison.
That's okay.
Three is The Best of the Grassroots.
Of course.
Four is Brian Wilson's favorite Beach Boys songs.
Yes, sir.
Five is, I would rather not talk about five.
Go ahead. And, do it.
And,
what's five?
And six.
What's faggy five?
Six is The Best of Lenny Kravitz.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Don, what's five?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, man, I got to know now.
We were driving somewhere, driving down to the train station, and you had something that was real wimpy on. I forgot what it was.
I don't even remember. I think I've changed it since then, Mike. Five is,
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it The Best of David Cassidy and the Partridge Family?
No, it's not, Rob.
Oh, you took that out.
That one's long gone.
That might have been what we were listening to.
No,
yeah.
No, it wasn't, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, when we were going down to Philly, that's what you had in there.
I don't think so. I think I had something worse than that.
Really?
I might have had it like an Osmonds or something in there that day.
Mm-hmm.
Five right now is, a Bee Gees sampler.
In Memorial, right?
Yeah.
That's going to get pulled out.
Had to pop it out and put it in, you know, because the dude is dead.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's
what's
happening.
Don. Mike, your turn.
All right, what's in yours, Mike?
Well, I'm driving the Whale, and the Whale has got one CD player, so I go back and forth. I'm going back and forth, and right now, and I know it sounds, because I haven't listened to it in a long time, but you're going to laugh because it's at least me. I got a Buddy Rich CD in there right now. Buddy Rich, an old big band. Then I've got the Carlos Santana new album. I've been listening to that almost, you know, religiously. And I've got a Stevie Ray Vaughan anthology. and Andrea Bocelli.
And Buzz?
Not much new lately. I've been listening to the last one from you two. It's still a favorite of mine. I've also been listening to the latest from Tori Amos. I like her a lot.
See, Buzz,
do you have the Coldplay?
Yeah, actually I do.
Of course you do, Buzz.
Yes. And Rob,
you would.
Rob, of course, is listening to his CD of great speeches from Southern senators.
And also, where's that Nazi music CD we have?
Oh, I have that.
Yeah, and Rob also has a music CD that he listens to. We happen to have that in the studio. Would you like to hear that?
Rob has, oh, the guy's going, Rob has a copy of this in his car.
Do you want to hear the hit single?
Yeah.
It's also wired into his door, so when he opens the door, he hears this when he walks into his house.
This is what Robbie has in his car.
It's really good.
He loves the marches.
Inspirational, really.
In his big CD machine. We get to Rob's big four-wheel drive. You got this, six speakers coming at you.
The music of Spiewak.
What, Robbie?
You want to play the flip side?
Yeah, all right.
Play side B.
Shocker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Metro Mark here.
Now, bye. You knew you were going to be disqualified with a nickname. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is this me?
Hey, crying guy. Hi.
No, this isn't crying guy. This is Chris from Wichita, man.
John, you sound exactly like crying guy.
It's all right, man.
It's all right.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Any weed?
No, I answered that already.
Everybody
can get high.
He's already said he's out today.
I don't. I really don't.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing all right. Listen, you were talking about bodies and stuff a little while ago. We had one down here. I'm from York, Pennsylvania, or right. Rather I'm transplanted down here. And back around November, a bunch of kids discovered a woman hanging from like a tree, like right in like it wasn't right in the city, it was like somewhere right near here in the county. And well, they this woman disappeared like early in the week, right? And 3 days later she turns up hanging from a tree, and these kids, well, see how dumb these people are, right? Well, they thought it was a Halloween thing too, and they started throwing rocks at it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I know. And finally the kid's mother hears something. She comes out and see what's going on. She like, it's like, stop it, you idiots! That's a body! And
oh man,
yeah, and we haven't heard word one about since then. They identified the body, but they haven't said a thing about whether or not, you know, no arrests have been made or nothing like that. All they'd say is it's suspicious. But they always say that.
That's weird.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to congratulate you on 20 hours off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that's part of our new contract.
Yeah.
Good deal.
We get 20 hours off every day. It's a sweet deal.
All right, thanks, Don Mike.
It's a very sweet deal.
You know, when you put it that way, it sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
It's pretty sweet.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
I'm on 495, man.
Hi.
That's what I said. I've been listening to you guys' show for like 3 or 4 years now, man. I'm tired of hearing all these dumbasses calling you guys and giving you hell, man. You guys are the best.
Thank God somebody smart finally called.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah, man. Our whole company listens. All of us drivers that drive for Ken Hinkle and Associates, we listen to you every day. I'm on 495 for about 4 hours out of the day. And
what's the snow situation on 495?
Not too bad. It's a little scary.
Not bad? Is it a wintry mix?
It's not too bad.
All right. Well, listen, thank you.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys, for
Hi.
All the entertainment.
Hi.
Later.
Hi.
There he goes.
There he is. I have a talent call out here for a member of our audience. Maybe there's somebody out there listening who can do, and I've asked Mike this, but it's a tough impression. I think we're really going to need a brother for this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who can do the voice of Don Cheadle, and it's not necessarily a real identifiable voice.
No.
He's the guy that was in the movie Ocean's 11.
Right.
He's been in a bunch of hit movies, and most recently he's done those very annoying ads. These ads.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea. Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Right, you've seen these things?
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
You know, the NFL made Roman numerals Roman numerals. So anyway, here's the idea that I have for a fake spot. Where we get a guy that sounds like...
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Don Cheadle.
Right.
And he says... Before Don and Mike, BM was number two. Bowel movement But since Don and Mike have been urging people to eat BM and talking about BM, BM's not bowel movement. Don and Mike took BM and made it BM. I mean, that would be a great parody spot. I mean, and I'm picturing the guy wearing the giant fur coat,
right,
standing in front of a scoreboard, mm-hmm, where behind him in real big letters it says
BM.
BM. But we need the voiceover talent for that.
Yeah. Right.
We need...
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
You know what we need? We need Don Cheadle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, he's pretty much the only guy that's going to come through us,
yeah,
on that.
You need Don Cheadle.
Don, yeah, and it's a tough voice.
BM.
It's a tough voice to get a handle on, isn't it, Mike?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't really get a chance to work on it because you told me in the office. But, I mean, I think, you know, I think really to make it really sing... Somebody contact Cheadle's people.
Yeah.
Cheadle's people.
Dynamite took BM and made it. BM's not just BM. It's BM. 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 He's also in a very bad Nicolas Cage movie that I own called The Family Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where he plays like this angel that comes down.
Yeah, he's the guy in the supermarket.
And he turns Nicolas Cage's life around.
And he's also got a recurring role on ER right now as a doctor with MS, I think.
Joe.
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 Joe. I got that part, though.
Joe.
Joe.
Joe. Joe. Dynamite took BM and made it BM.
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 Joe.
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 Joe BM.
Joe.
Joe BM.
Joe BM.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I didn't hear Buzz on the news. You know, yesterday was the start of the Bob Hope Desert Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you,
boy,
it's going to be wild.
Wow.
Shania Twain's down there. She's spread eagle on the 18th.
Wild.
It's you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob. I'm not going to be putting this to your hope.
Yeah, they're burying Bob on the 18th hole this year.
Hey, take a look at that sand trap. You see a cross in it. Yeah, wild.
Wild. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, this is Bubba from Mobile.
Yes, Bubba.
Hell, we got bodies hanging around here all the time.
Name.
Oh, sorry. Although it might really have been his name, though.
Yeah,
from Mobile. Been. Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Hey, I'll take one of your TVs.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Settled.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
You know
Don,
what?
Do you have any radios?
Now I'm thinking about it.
One of you guys want to do a bondage show with me?
Bondage
show? Just tie me up and gag me. You don't have to... get unclothed or anything.
Okay.
It's tempting.
You're saying yes to everything today.
Mike said two yeses thus far today. TV and radio.
Bondage show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
What?
What do you want me to say?
Hey. Oh, all right, we got a brother on the phone now.
I'm a brother, that's right.
All right, but now, it just can't be a generic brother, or I would do my typical, you know, well... Hello there.
Hey, I grew up in the suburbs, so I got your voice, man.
He's got the higher
sounds
voice.
Sounds a little like Cheadle.
Yeah.
All right, here's the line.
All right.
The closing line of this bit would be, Don and Mike took BM and turned it into BM.
All right, Don and Mike took BM and turned it into BM.
No. You said like
rush.
BEM.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that didn't work. It's quite possibly the worst impression I've ever had.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I want to congratulate Buzz on smoking up all his weed.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right, because he's got none today.
Smoking it all up.
Hello?
Hey, what's in a Broyhill CD player?
Oh, my God.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Genesis. Asia, Marillion, and Brian Auger.
Don't forget Toto.
Oh, yeah.
Am I correct?
All right, hold on. We'll find out. I'm going to call them right now.
Had to have at least hit one of them.
Charlie's not just a name. It's BM.
I'm eating.
Hey, that works.
Charlie, what do you have in your CD player right now?
That guy wasn't far off. I got a Marillion disc. I have a Marillion disc. I have a Dream Theater disc. Spock's beard and Enchant.
Wow. How about put Joe on?
Okay, hold on.
Now, this would be interesting.
Joe.
Stone.
Yeah, Stone.
Hey,
hello?
Hey, give us your intro.
Stinky Tune.
No CD player, though.
Joe didn't have a CD player?
I doubt in his car.
Cassette. Joe, what cassettes or CDs are you listening to right now on a regular basis in your car?
I have a road mix tape of popular 80s tunes.
All right, and?
Of course, a road mixtape of popular Rolling Stones tunes.
And? Explain the road mix. Are you talking about a homemade tape?
Yeah, just my favorite songs from the 80s.
Driving. See, like High Fidelity, Mike? You ever see when Jack Black comes in and he pisses off John Cusack because he says, I have the perfect Monday morning tape. And he puts it in, it's Katrina and the Waves, and he starts dancing around. And John Cusack's pissed off because his girlfriend broke up with him, and Jack Black gets all bent out of shape.
Right.
He says, all right, you know, that's fine. I put together the Monday morning mix for you, but if you don't want it, get out of my face. Oh, and I finally saw Shallow Hal, speaking of Jack Black.
How was Shallow Hal?
I liked it.
Not bad. Joe, I didn't ask you. Goodbye, Joe. Not bad. It's got some Farrelly Brothers in it.
Oh, really? I mean, like Farrelly Brothers stuff the actual director?
No, they directed it. And for the beginning of the movie, you almost get the feeling you're watching like Big Daddy with Adam Sandler, where it's going to be one of those, aw, shucks.
Right.
Because, of course, you know by now that Jack Black, the movie's been out a year, you know Jack Black meets Tony Robbins in an elevator, and he tells him that whenever he sees a girl, he's going to see the inner beauty, not the outer beauty.
Right.
And he falls for Gwyneth Paltrow, who's a big fat pig. But at the very end of the movie, and the teaser, I'm giving it away, too bad. The movie's been out a year. It's been on HBO now, for God's sake.
Deal with it.
At the end of the movie, George Costanza, Jason...
Alexander.
Alexander, mm-hmm. pulls down his pants to show Jack Black that he has a tail. He has a dog's tail. And it's not actually like a big... like brush-like tail. It's the little nub.
The wire terrier tail.
It's a little, just a fleshy nub, and wow. When he gets excited, it wags. And that's
what is the significance of the tail wagging?
The significance is that what he's saying...
Is he a dog?
What he's saying to Jack Black is he's saying to him, you should love this girl, Rosemary, even though she's a big fat pig, because you love people for who they really are. He says, for instance, you've never known... that all my life, I've had a tail. And then Jack Black says, you know, dude, no way, I don't believe that.
Right.
And then Jason Alexander pulls down his pants, and it is a fleshy nub.
Is it gross?
Yeah, it's gross and funny. I had TiVo, so I had to backwards it up four or five times to look at it. It's disturbing.
Is there hair on it?
No, it's disturbingly funny the first time you see it.
Right.
But by the fifth time, you're really laughing your ass off. The fact that Jason Alexander has a tail.
And wags it.
And wags it.
That would make me laugh.
Yeah. Not bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Don, I'm wondering what books you're reading these days.
Haha. Out of my depth, my friend.
No. I know you read all the time, and I really do want to know.
No, actually, the book I'm reading right now, and it will surprise you, the book is called The Long Bomb. And it's the history of the XFL, the failed history of the XFL.
There's an actual history?
They were on for a year.
And that's a modern history.
Yeah, that's the book I am reading.
Current events.
What about current events?
No, I said that is current events.
Well, it was last year. Mike, what book are you reading?
I just finished a book, a fitness book called The Power of Ten.
Buzz?
Funny guy, Carl Hyacin, a collection of his columns from Florida.
And Rob, don't bother, I know, Mein Kampf.
Well, over here they call it my struggle.
my struggle. All right, one more call and we got a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I heard you guys talking about the Shallow Hal movie.
Yeah.
Well, I was surfing the porn sites and I found one. It's a porno one called Shallow Hole, and they're showing the internal internal workings of B. Arthur's vagina.
Yee! All right, goodbye.
He's here all week.
Wow, there he is. Clear him out now. Let's get a call 100. The jackpot has been sliced and diced
right
in half. So we're playing for $500 now.
Very good.
With the secret sound. And your clue, I believe, red, white, and blue.
Yellow.
And yellow.
Yeah.
So those are the clues I gave you yesterday. And I'll give you another clue today.
Very good.
All right. Be the 100th caller. Right now, you'll guess at the sound. You guess it, you win $500. 877-365-3636. We'll be right back. Oops. We'll be right back, I said.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo,
man. You said we were going to Sizzler.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Whatever they say, it got to be funky. The Dons and Mike.
Right, right.
Yes.
I know.
Time for a call 100 now. Buzz, did you need me during that break?
No.
You kept looking over here as if...
It looked like something was going on, and I couldn't tell what it was.
You know, he's got his radar up, doesn't he?
Like if you had brought in bacon or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think he was hip to the donuts that were in here?
I'm sure I was.
Oh, no. No.
You want some Krispy Kremes?
No, thank you. I'm avoiding carbs.
A freak buzz at donut, Rob.
I was just watching Charlie work on the computer, that's all.
I apologize, Buzz. I didn't know you wanted any. I didn't have any either myself.
No,
delicious Krispy Kreme donuts.
Don't care for them. Thank you. I've had lunch.
So our friend Linda, it's her account, Krispy Kreme.
Ah. Right.
She brought us in some sweatshirts and some donuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know. Who
are you?
Thank you.
Charlie says, okay, Linda's brought this stuff. And I said, oh, tell her thanks, but we're doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike had one of them and went out mm-hmm. to get another one. And
no, I was going out to get my rap lyrics.
The next thing you know, wow. he's coming
well, she
in.
Said, here's what she said. She's got sweatshirts, and I said, well, you know, when anyone gives me a gift and wants to give you a gift, I say, well, just duck in for a second, because I know you knew her. And
admit you were somewhat...
Well, I was curious when I heard the description. She informed me that I'd met her at one of Frida's parties or something like that?
At Frida's 40th birthday party.
At Frida's 40th birthday party. But, yeah, I went out there for that reason.
Because Broyhill thinks that she looks like a slightly older Shania Twain. I mean, she's a handsome woman.
And I will admit that when I heard that, I was in the process halfway through that of standing up to go out to the hallway.
I knew it immediately.
Yes, she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, she sure is.
And she brought donuts.
And she was like wearing all the Krispy Kreme stuff, too.
So anyway, thank you, Krispy Kreme.
Perfect woman.
For the...
Rob, how many do you knock back?
More than four.
Rob had four. Rob could eat easily, if it was warm, he could eat that box in...
Done it!
Yeah, I mean...
When we were in Memphis, we were at Krispy Kreme, and Rob was eating them as they were coming off the assembly line. We made him eat a dozen
mm-hmm.
just to make us laugh, because we love to watch Rob eat.
And there's really nothing to make you feel better than eating a dozen donuts in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and then, you know, it's
then
like
you
half
feel
an hour later.
So sleepy.
Half an hour later, you have this, like, little pool of acid that's just...
It's good for you, though. I mean, everything that's in it's good for you. Wheat?
Wheat. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lard.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm just calling for the caller 100.
Yeah, you are the caller 100. And what's your name, my friend?
My name is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
Calling from Reno.
Reno, Nevada. Okay, Bob, you get the Bourne Identity. A good movie on Vivid with the Matt Damon with the never-before-seen alternate ending. And that is from our friends at Blockbuster Video, bringing entertainment home. Now you play for $500 with the secret sound, a sound that's heard just about everywhere. If you stop and think about it, you've heard this sound in every home. And your clues thus far have been red, white, and blue. Yesterday I threw in the clue orange. Today I will throw in the clue...
Yellow.
Well, then today's clue is orange.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
All right. Sorry, that's the best I can do.
That's good, thanks.
That's the best I can do.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Please don't forget, don't answer till Mike sings like...
Dougie Fresh.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You said Dougie Fresh, and I said God E Speed. Crisp E Cream. And there's the sound again. Knock yourself out.
But they call me Dougie Fresh, because known I'm deaf. And the initials of my name are DEF. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't playing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
$500, name it. Yeah, hello?
That is a cigarette lighter. A lighter.
A cigarette.
Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, a cigarette lighter, negative.
Yeah. I guess.
Mike is going for a piece of paper now. Go ahead, do it.
I'll try one, too.
Do it. Both Mike and Buzz. Now, hold them up separately so you guys don't see what each other has written.
Right. That's going to be my guess for now.
Buzz, that is wrong.
Okay.
Mike, that is also wrong.
Mm.
You both are wrong.
Wait.
It's not easy.
Mike is now writing down another guess. No, not in the ballpark.
Hmm.
Neither one of you in the ballpark.
Fooey, Mike.
And don't wave your hand at me.
You.
Here. Every guess is clue for you.
Right.
Time now for a regular weekly feature that I'm sad to say we're only going to have here. And we're going to miss him for a couple of weeks because he's found a Mrs. Skin.
Wow. Really?
And Jim McBride is getting married this weekend.
Oh, wait a minute. This is not right.
So he's going to be on holiday for a couple of weeks.
There's going to be a woman that's going to... There's a woman that accepts this behavior?
Well, we'll find out. Now, here he is from the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. Here is Jim McBride. Hey, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jim, first question. What movies can we find your fiancé in?
Some good home movies, but they're under my bed. I don't know if they're, you're going to have access to them.
You're the last guy in the world I ever thought would settle down.
Well, I waited pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
I waited as long as I possibly could. But this Saturday, I will officially be married for the first time.
Wow. Jim, let me ask you some questions. How old are you?
40.
How old is she?
30.
Attaboy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not stupid.
Do you have I think you're sitting on a gold mine with MrSkin.com. Do you have the valuable prenup?
No, I do not.
Mm.
All right. No, I know. And you know what? She's a lawyer, too, so that's a double whammy against me.
Oh, Jim. Jim. Jim, let me tell you a story about a man who was once considered to be wealthy.
He's thinking about the late Mike O'Mara?
The late Mike O'Mara was just a wonderful guy. Used to treat people to dinner. You know, it was incredible. Used to buy gifts for his friends. None of that happens anymore.
Thanks
for watching. For me, the market of girls that would actually put up with what I do is such a small number, I have to make some concessions along the way,
that's
if you
true.
Can imagine.
Now, would she mind going under the moniker of Mrs. Skin?
Oh, she gets it all the time. She gets it. In fact, even on the at the head table for the wedding, it has everyone's name. It says Mr. Skin and Mrs. Skin.
Wow. That's funny.
That's great. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
We won't divulge the spot that you'll be honeymooning at. It'll be somewhere, obviously, warm and tropical, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, good.
Oh, yeah.
And take your 2 weeks and enjoy yourself.
And I will not, you know, normally I work 7 days a week, and not because I have to, but because I love to. I just
there
love what
go.
I do, and I don't ever want to lose this gig. And this is the 2 weeks of my life where I actually have to just stay away from a computer. It's just not going to be cool to go looking at nude scenes while you're on your honeymoon.
I guess not.
Jim, I have to ask you a question that I know God would ask you. Have you had premarital sex?
Oh, yeah. Many times. Many different girls. That I can be honest about.
Skinner.
Hey, I think there's a shopping list when he gets up there.
All right, Jimmy, then this will be the last time for a couple of weeks. We wish you good luck with the wedding and all that other stuff.
No, thank you.
I'm guessing, as you mentioned, we're to this drying spot in the theaters. There's nothing in the movies, right?
Well, I found a little thing. There's a couple things. The new big new movie that opens tomorrow, they've been advertising on TV, is The Recruit, which stars Al Pacino and this Colin Farrell guy.
Oh, right, the CIA movie.
Yeah, and it's a PG-13 movie, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But the one thing, it's kind of interesting. You know that babe... her name's Bridget Moynihan. She's the hot babe, and they've been advertising it on TV, and there's a scene where she's kind of getting into the shower, and it cuts off in the commercial. Well, in the movie, you do, and again, I'll have to analyze this at the Mr. Skin Laboratories when it comes out on DVD, but we're pretty sure you saw some nippage, but you definitely see a good portion of the breast right before she shuts the shower curtain. So, and her name's Bridget Moynihan. She's 5'11". If you're a fan of Sex and the City, she was the girl that Big, who's Sarah Jessica Parker's, you know, on again, off again boyfriend.
Yeah.
He got married, and he got married to Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, and she was hot.
Yeah, yeah, super hot. So that's why this is big, because she never did a nude scene. So that's why I was kind of all over this. Even though it's not much, it is Bridget Moynihan showing a little breast. So that's the extent of the recruit. Now, I also wanted to mention there's a movie called The Guru, which you're going to be hearing a lot about, and in typical movie promotion stuff, they're going to be mentioning how Heather Graham plays a porn star. You're going to want to check this out. It's R-rated, and you guys are going to get all excited about it, but we sent some skin turns to the Sundance Film Festival, and they checked it out, and no nudity from Heather in this movie, so I want to make sure that guys don't panic and go see that and then get mad. So there's no nudity in The Guru, which will be coming out in the coming week.
But as we found out a few weeks ago from MrSkin.com, if you want to see Heather Graham, and I mean
Heather's golden grams, as he put it,
really see her topless and see her making out and see a guy like she's the mommy and he's the baby, and see her dancing around with her arms at the side, and Buzz still has it on the screensaver right there. God, Heather Graham's got some world-class
beautiful.
Yeah, that's one of the best movies for nudity to come down the pike in a while, and those are the kind of movies that make me proud to be in this business. So.
All right. So. Jim, you know, I can only imagine what your bachelor party is going to be like.
Well, you know, it's funny. All my friends were kind of bummed. You know, they wanted a specific bachelor party. We ended up it ended up being at the porn convention in Las Vegas.
Not
about
too
a month
shabby.
Ago. But the joke was that I can't really have a bachelor party because my whole life is a bachelor party.
That's true.
But and DVD, I got a couple things for you guys.
Okay.
First, this will just be, more than anything, this will prove that how sick I am. The movie XXX, when it was in theaters, I reported no nudity. The movie company sent us the DVD ahead of time. We took a look at it. It's now in stores, but I wanted to point out the fact that this is why DVDs are so important.
You are, I'm looking at this, and I saw the movie in the theater. You are really... you're beyond.
Sure.
You are an absolute super nirvana perv. look at this, Mike. This is a girl who is like the semi love interest, semi bad girl in XXX.
Right. And her name's Asia Argento, and she's from Italy. She's done a ton of great movies for full frontal nudity. She's gorgeous. I'm a big fan. But in this movie, it was PG-13. It was an action flick. I originally rated this one star for no nudity, but then when the DVD came by and we were looking at it, we noticed this, and it's literally one frame in fast motion, but
you got to look at that movie, I suppose, when you're looking at the DVD, and you catch something
There's a pop-out. I had to change it to a brief nudity rating, so I pointed that it's not, you know, there's tons of other movies to check out from her. Scarlet Diva's my favorite. She goes full frontal, but just show you the extent of the sickness that is upon me. So
you got big dumb Vin Diesel's head in one half of the picture, and the other half you see this girl's, and it looks like a nice boob.
Coming
out of her shirt. Okay,
incredible.
And that nipple's doing its darndest to come out of that shirt.
Yeah, right. It's fighting. But anyway, the other thing, a kind of cool thing happened. New release section of the video store. There's two movies, totally unrelated, but yet I found a way to relate them, and it's kind of cool.
Okay.
There's a B-movie, new DVD, called Sex, Secrets, and Lies. This is your typical Skinamax type of thing. There's a girl in this movie. The reason I'm pointing it out, there's this girl in this movie who does softcore flicks called Julia Parton.
Right.
You say, well, who the hell is Julia Parton? She's Dolly Parton's first cousin.
Wow.
Now... That being said, and she takes it all off. And then
you got to wonder, does she have boobs like Dolly Parton?
She does. No one has boobs like Dolly Parton, but you can tell that they're related.
Now, is she the girl? Jimmy, is she the girl laying down in this picture?
Yes.
Wow, that's quite an angle.
And there's tons more. That's just one still. There's a ton of great pics from this movie, so you can see Dolly Parton's cousin naked. But what's cool about this is at the exact same time, they released The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, the 1982 musical thing where Dolly Parton is in it and Burt Reynolds. But Dolly Parton's not nude, but... any guy like me growing up in the 70s or 80s that, you know, was in the chicks, was in the Dolly Parton, always wanted to see what she looked like now. We have some pics at the site, one in particular where she's just, Dolly Parton just bending over. It's cleavage stuff. It looks like she has two bald guys in her shirt. And it's you know, she's one of those where she doesn't, I mean, I'd love if she was nude, but even her cleavage is worth checking out.
Absolutely. Looking at that, Jimmy, you got to wonder, where does the areola begin?
I know.
You know, I mean, there in this shot on MrSkin.com with Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton, the shirt is so, the blouse is so low cut, and you see so much boob, and there's so much cleavage.
You know, I met Ms. Parton many, many years ago, and I think I didn't spend any time looking at her face.
Yeah, so I guess what this comes down to is two people in the Parton family have new DVDs out. One you could see full frontal, the other you just see the cleavage, but hey, at least you see one of the two naked.
Yeah, so. And the other one is hot, and you say she's the cousin.
Yeah, she's her cousin.
All right,
right?
Gotcha.
And obviously a lot younger than Dolly Parton, but she is her cousin. I don't think Dolly's too proud of her cousin Julia's work, but hey, who cares?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, and then finally, I just wanted to mention, if you watch the Super Bowl, they were advertising the hell out of Alias with Jennifer Garner. And I got to point this out. It's not nude, but man, Jennifer Garner, she's got to get naked soon because this teasing us stuff, this is amazing. It's she went with like a black, and I kind of figured out she went black bra and panties, and then she went red bra and panties, and I think it was kind of a Tampa Bay and an Oakland thing she was doing, because she's amazing, and it's probably some of the hottest stuff you're going to see on TV, and we have pics of Jennifer Garner from Alias.
And I know you're working right now, and I hate to bring this up, but we're going backwards a little bit, but I have to ask you, the celebrity that the soon-to-be Mrs. Skin most resembles.
You know what? I would say... I think it's because she's such a huge Jennifer Connelly fan. Luckily, I picked someone that kind of looks like Jennifer Connelly.
Oh,
many different respects.
Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not saying no one's Jennifer Connelly. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, anyone, you know, a woman looks like Jennifer Connelly. That's good enough for me.
And I'm sure you love her for all the right reasons. That, you know, she's nice to be with. And, you know, she's compatible and all.
What's up with what I do? That
but, you know, but. How are her knockers?
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah. I'm a breast guy. I have to admit it. So.
Now, Jim, one last thing here about your marriage. When you met her parents the first time,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it came up then or if it came up later. At what point did her parents find out what you do to make a living, and what was their reaction?
Luckily. They're the real cool parents that, you know, hey, do what you want to do, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they were actually, when she told me the story, when they were sitting at the table at home and she was up visiting, they live in another city, and she was there at the table and she described what I do and said, he has this website. They all jumped from the table, went right to the website to check it out and had a laugh. So right there I knew I was in
there you go.
Shape.
Good for them.
Well, good for you. And the marriage is when? Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. I got like two more days. And don't worry, my site isn't going to go Amish on you. Stay in the same.
All right, well, congratulations, Jim.
Okay.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. It's the world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. Hold on, I've been only we have one question. Well, you got time for one question?
Sure.
All right, here is it Leroy or Leroy? Yeah.
Leroy, how you doing, guys?
Leroy, hi, you're on with Jim, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. In the new T3 movie, the new villain.
In the what?
The T3 movie coming out?
Terminator 3?
Yeah. Oh, isn't that Jerry Ryan? Did I see her in the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are you asking?
Christina Loogan.
Oh.
Who are you asking?
Christina Loogan. She's the new villain. She's the villain in T3.
Okay.
She's the sweetest actress. I don't know if you had anything on her or not.
Yeah, she's done a lot of, like, good, like, I would say, doesn't she have, like, a sci-fi background? That her background sci-fi from television?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, she's it's mostly been TV stuff. I can't give you like good hard R-rated nudity, but I know a lot of guys are going to be talking about her when this T3 comes up.
Oh, she's a knockout.
Yeah, she's hot.
All right, thank you, Leroy boy.
Thanks, guys.
Is that you? I saw in the ad for Terminator. Obviously, Jerry Ryan is the one that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a 7 of 9 on Star Trek.
Right.
Right.
Have we ever asked you before about her naked?
Yeah, she did a movie called The Last Man, which is a kind of a disappointment, because for many months guys were saying, hey, when this thing hits the stores, there's going to be nudity in this thing. And the fact of the matter, there was nudity from her, but it was her back and not her front.
Oh, that's too bad.
You saw a bare back, but not the front, so that was too bad. And that's really the extent of her career. She did a movie called Coed Call Girls, where you could see her in a bikini, but no nudity yet from Jerry Ryan, just that side
from behind breast shot, and that's the best I could do.
All right. Speaking of bareback, don't forget, unless you want a baby skin, watch out with the riding bareback unless you got the soon-to-be Mrs. Skin on the pillow or something. And good luck. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Jimmy.
All right, guys.
And again, the website. Bye, Jim.
Take care.
Best website ever, www.mrskin.com.
Always working. I mean, that nipple shot out of Triple X. I mean, he takes his time with these movies. He really does.
I mean, I saw Triple X with Bart, and I didn't think it was that great a movie, but I kind of remember it.
You remember the woman, right?
Yeah, I remember the woman. She's attractive when he's like a Russian broad or something.
Right.
But he really has to go frame by frame.
And I bet they're excited in the Mr. Skin Laboratories when that happens, and they're going through that as a, hold it, wait a minute, rewind it, look at, there it is.
And then they all probably have a big party, and Jim,
sure.
Jim goes through and takes
good
off
work.
Takes off his lab coat and tells everybody to take the rest of the day off.
You know, it's probably like a scene from CSI.
Yeah.
When they crack the case. I mean, you know, they go, hey, come on in here. Jim, I think you better take a look at this.
That's something we think you should take a look at.
There it is right here. Note the upper right hand. There it is. Good work.
Good work. Get it right on the site.
That's exactly
he takes the phone. McBride.
Jim, we've been through Triple X. We have a nude scene.
I'll be right down. That's probably exactly how it works.
Let's do that again.
Right.
Because we have the CSI thing.
Right.
Jim McBride?
Jim, we've got something down here we might need you to take a look at.
Yeah, what is it?
We were going through Triple X. Jim, I think we've got a nipple shot.
I'll be right there.
That's exactly what lab coats on.
Except it would be something like, see, thing is, I always say something dumb on CSI.
Right, right.
It would be like, let's do it again.
McBride.
Jim, there's something you need to see.
What's that?
We were going through Triple X and there's a nipple shot.
I'll be right there. I just stepped on a titmouse.
Yeah, like that.
Something like that. Man, is he a good guy? I got one more, Mike.
All right.
McBride.
Jim, there's something down here you're going to need to take a look at.
What's that?
We were going through Triple X and we found it. It's a nipple shot.
Well, you always try your best.
Bingo.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's Mr. Skin Laboratory.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
It's a hater on the phone, man.
You're a hater? Why are you calling?
On the phone.
What?
Yeah, man.
Now you talked when we were talking. What were you saying? You're saying you're a hater?
Yeah, jerk on the phone.
Why?
You got to do the little thing. The jerk on the phone.
No, we don't.
We did it one time when it was just kind of a spontaneous thing. But right. If you're calling... And,
I'm calling to say that I'm a jerk on the phone.
All right. Dude, now you're a jerk off the phone. Get it? Jerk off the phone.
Hey, very clever.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Put that in CSI.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing? This is Dennis from Las Vegas.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, I got a question for you. Did Mr. Skin discuss the nude scene by Kathy Bates in the About Schmidt movie?
Oh, my God. No.
You know, he doesn't discriminate for large women. Nudity is nudity to him.
No, and he oftentimes will give us the 10 worst nude scenes of all time. No, he's not talked about. Have you seen About Schmidt?
Yeah.
I've seen the snippet.
She's totally nude, right?
Of the hot
totally
tub.
Totally nude
scene.
In the hot tub. Yep.
I mean, but do you see everything?
Everything.
Any hair
hanging? Everything hanging, man.
Do you see hair?
Yes. Walking down the hallway. There is a lot of carry on. Let me tell you.
A lot of carry on.
All right. Thank you. We'll ask him in 2 weeks after his honeymoon. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Before Don and Mike, a BM was just BM. Number two, deuce, crap, poop. But now it's something different, something more, something special. Now BMs are warm, smooth, relaxing. Having a BM makes you feel powerful, extraordinary, on top of the world. Don and Mike took BM and made it BM.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Pretty good, my friend.
Good job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
BM. Before the Don and Mike Show, BM was just something you did in the morning while you were reading a paper. Kids called it number two. Now with the Don and Mike Show and the BM eaters, they have made BM BM.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
You do realize
that if you take Don Cheadle's voice and take the Streetwise edge off of it and drop it an octave, you've got William Shatner.
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think that's accurate.
But just go ahead and hang up anyway. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever watch that show, Fastlane?
Yeah, on Fox? Yeah.
Yeah. How come you guys don't ever talk about that chick?
She's hot. You mean the girl with the moon pie face?
Oh, my God, man. Did you see 2 weeks ago her in that lesbian club?
You know, I can't say that I watch Fastlane all the time.
I don't watch Fastlane.
You know who does? The Brogno watches that all the time, doesn't he? Doesn't he, Robbie? He always watches that show. He's always telling me to watch it.
What's Fastlane about? Was it a cop show?
I swear to that lesbian scene in the hot tub with two other gals, they made out. This was on Fox.
It's that brought Tiffany Thiessen. You know,
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Right now,
you know, I saw a promo for it. I think just last night I saw a promo for it, and it is a hottie fest on that show.
Man, I'll tell you, I was going to ask Mr. Skin if he knows any place where you could see her nude.
When I wake up in the morning and the morning. And she used to be on Saved by the Bell.
Oh. Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Don't get her confused with Yasmin Bleek.
Me too. Which one of them was friends with the Van Patten?
Yasmin Bleek.
That's right.
Which one of them, like, had the OD in Detroit?
Yasmin Bleek.
Mm-hmm. Same one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, did you guys see the movie Jeeper Creepers?
What the hell is that? No, I don't think so.
It's a movie about that song, Jeeper Creepers, where the guy gets mutilated by this beast.
Is it Jeeper Creepers or Jeepers Creepers?
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The girl in there is really cute. I don't know what her name is, but...
Great. Thank you. It's Mr. If you want to go to his website, is Mr. Dumb. www.mrdumb.com.
You see that movie, Jeeper Creepers?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
You know, for my money, if you're going to call a radio show about a movie called Jeepers Creepers... Uh-huh. You know, really, just get that part right.
Get your asses in line.
Yeah.
You see that movie, Sajeep Creeper?
Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
You took BM and made it BM for all of us BM eaters. William Shatner, out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That dude's supposed to be funny.
I don't ask him.
Couldn't tell.
That was horrible. I'm not. It's not even close to making me laugh.
All right, Simon. What do you want?
Hey, I got a Mike Landis sighting.
Hey.
In Denver, he's on the ABC affiliate in Denver.
Yeah, we know that. He left Fox in DC to go work in Denver. Right, he's an anchor guy.
Mike Landis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddies.
Yeah.
You think that Trinity is going to be taking it off in the new Matrix flick or not?
You mean? Are you talking about The Bachelorette?
No, in the Matrix.
Oh, Tiffany Amber
Thiessen. Trinity.
Oh, and the girl she's making out with in the lesbo scene is Jamie Presley.
Oh, Jamie Presley. And she's been on our top 10 before.
In the lesbo thing. I thought you were talking about, because everybody refers to this Bachelorette by her first name.
Is Jamie Presley cross-eyed, Rob?
No.
Rob believes every woman is cross-eyed.
Yes, she does.
Trista is the Bachelorette's name. Trista.
No, I'm talking about Trinity from the Matrix.
Trinity from the Matrix.
What, is Trinity one of those one-name people?
No, that's her name in the movie. I don't know her real name.
Well, now, hold on. She's not the girl that was...
The Matrix is a big movie, I grant you, but I mean...
She's not the girl that was Keanu Reeves' girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Didn't she die?
No, she didn't die. No.
I don't remember.
She's going to be a big part of Matrix 2 and 3.
Yeah, but the first Matrix was rated R, so the second one probably would be too, so she could be taking it off.
Sir, kind of hot. Shouldn't you be in the basement of the science building?
You know, everybody, I think people are aspiring to be Junior Mr. Skins.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Sonny calling from Southern Maryland. What's up?
Hi, Sonny.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to ask you, since Bart's moving out, you think I could rent a room from you?
Well, I've given away a TV so far today. Don, I mean, I know you're going to have the extra space.
Mike, as you know, there's nothing I like better, and I have it planned for the next big fall rating sweep. Yes.
Right.
Way to actually have a listener move in with me full time.
And it's going to be very similar to that kind of reality program that you saw with Anna Nicole Smith and the Osbournes.
I'd like to be the first one if I could.
Right. Days after, you'll see a listener hanging from a tree in my front yard.
And Buzz is also going to grow his hair out really long and just go move in with you on a skateboard.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering, Don, you know, first I have to say love the show and everything, listened to it for several years. Also, I was just wondering if you could just name your month of the year for me. You know, I have January 30th. Can you do February through December for me?
What is he talking? What?
No, he likes my pronunciations of the month.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
But you must you must wait for each month to get the retarded pronunciation.
The suspense kills me though.
Oh well, then listen longer.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, ass. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. Toodaloo, ass.
Hello.
Now, is this the real crying guy?
Yeah, that guy wasn't me.
Hey, crying guy.
I tried to call yesterday and apologize for all the bad callers.
Yeah,
I had a bad day yesterday.
Sorry, man.
I really had a bad day yesterday.
I'm sorry. I tried to get through. I know, and I'm on.
I know.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
No, it's not. They keep making you guys mad. No, you're not going to take any calls anymore.
Nah, but we always end up taking calls. Don't worry, crying guy.
Hey, come on now. Get it together. It's okay.
And then you, did the president make a deal with the devil?
Yes, on the show yesterday, yes, Bush made a deal. Look, you can say a-hole, but you can't say those words together.
I'm sorry. George Bush is an a-hole.
All right.
I've never heard eyes upset. Anyway.
Okay. You guys got a rudderless ship? Oh, man.
It's all right.
Yes, we do, but somehow we are managing to stay afloat.
Okay, so things are okay?
Everything's fine.
could you stop saying your guys's? Because your guys's isn't a real word.
Okay. You're right again, crying guy.
Okay. I'm sorry about the bad calls and buzz.
Yes, crying guy.
Do you need some weed?
Yes, I do.
Your guys. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call here. Hi.
This is Joe from Delaware. I just wanted to thank you guys very much. You guys really make my day.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
You know, Mike, this Joe? He just hung up. Huh. He's an idea.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Bad idea, Rob.
Bad idea. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
See, what's funny now is that we had the guy that was on the Larry Sanders Show, who was Hank Kingsley's gay secretary. This is him.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
That all ties in.
It does indeed. It was fun having him on the show.
Because Hank says Elton John's a gay.
If you could listen to them, would you?
Would you?
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And that's a tease to the lead-in. We're going to have a gay segment coming up here. Also, in just a moment, I'll give you the chance to tell you how in a minute to win.
For our gay segment.
Dinner for four. At the new Hooters in D.C., plus, now you got to love this, four ringside tickets to WWE Raw.
Yeah.
And a meet and greet with your favorite WWE superstar before the event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
WWE Raw in D.C. at MCI Center, Monday, February 3rd.
Yeah.
Tickets on sale now. We will tell you how to win that in just half a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hi.
How are you doing today, guys?
Well.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Yeah.
You know, you just had Mr. Skin on, and, you know, I love that because we always start talking about movies. I actually had a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this movie, Kangaroo Jack?
You know, he's basing this on our little questionnaire.
No, I want to put my answer on MrClean.com.
All right.
Oh.
Too many comedians today.
Yeah.
Are you getting a low-grade headache right now?
You know, it's just, it was nice enough. Hey, Donna Mike, yeah. How are you? Like nice. The show.
I will tell you, though, since you brought it up. Oh, go away, please.
Shut
go
up.
Away, for God's sake. The latest commercial for, I didn't think that they could go for a more dumbed-down commercial appeal for Kangaroo Jack. They've actually, the latest commercial they have now is even more, it's all the kangaroo when he's doing the animatronic stuff, you know, it's so stupid. They're going for the true idiot. I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for the idiots now to go see Kangaroo Jack.
Well, the movie was number two last week again.
Yeah, they're hanging on, you know, if you haven't seen it.
It's number two.
They should do another commercial where it's just some guy screaming, hey, talking animals.
Talking kangaroo. All right, goodbye, D.A.
Take care.
Right.
Bye.
Take your life. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Wow. Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hi there.
Hey, I got a killer joke for you.
A killer joke?
The best joke in the world. You
right.
ready?
Hold on a second. This must be Eric from Philly.
That's right.
Eric from Philly, and we have the phone number. The phone number has been verified. Now, you know the rules on this show.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we tell the jokes, but if you think you have a joke that is so great, you got to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You will let you tell it on the air, and trust me, one of these times, we'd really love to laugh at one of these jokes.
Yeah. I'm in a mood to laugh today. I really am.
This is not like make us laugh, but if we don't laugh at your joke or say, wow, that's funny, we're going to give out your phone number on the air, and you know that.
Yes, I do.
Never stops. Right.
Nothing would make us happier.
All right, here he is from Philadelphia. Here is Eric with the joke that he just got to tell on the radio.
All right, Jesus and God are hanging a picture together. And God goes to Jesus, hey, Jesus, hold this nail for me. And Jesus goes, I'm not falling for that one again.
All right, everybody. Listen, when you call this guy, don't call him now.
No.
Like, wait until midnight.
When the rates are better.
Phone number 610, area code 610, number is 909-5552. And again,
right there.
His name is Eric.
We wanted to laugh.
Phone number 610-909-5552.
Hey, Eric, love your show, guys. He's the best.
Thank you, Eric.
The best.
Before you go, just out of curiosity, have you seen Kangaroo Jack?
No.
Are you sure?
You will.
I'm going to waste my time on that.
Oh, you should.
He'll see it. He'll love it.
Yeah. Don't wait till it comes out on HBO. Go ahead. See it. See you this week.
And I believe there is another crucifixion joke out there that is better.
Yeah.
Not necessarily funny. I'm not a big
there's
fan of
tons of crucifixion jokes that are
like
better.
Hanging around or, you know, one of those things.
Yeah, you know. Got nailed.
Right. I mean, there's something. Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I got a joke that I've got to tell you guys.
No. We just had one guy do that.
Here it goes.
But this is guaranteed to make you laugh.
No. Guaranteed? No, they're always guaranteed, and they don't make us laugh.
No, sorry, sir. Someone's already done it. Thank you, though.
All right.
But congratulations on being a copycat caller.
And
hello.
Up.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'm surprised you guys didn't get a call about this yesterday, but Katie Kirk said to Matt Lauer, Don and Mike are cute, yesterday on the Today Show.
All right, in what reference, who was she really speaking about?
I don't know. I just got done taking a BM, came out and heard it.
You heard Katie Kirk say Don and Mike are cute?
Yes.
She couldn't have been talking about us.
No, she wasn't talking about you, but it's a good soundbite.
Well, we've not seen Katie Couric for almost 12 years.
Right.
What, Robbie?
You saw her on September 10th, year 2001.
Oh, that's right. We saw her on the train.
Yeah.
The day before the attacks on New York.
Yeah. But, right. Man, Rob, I didn't know that was September 10th.
Yeah, that's right. Know. It was the day before. Correct. And she was very nice and sweet that day, but Jesus. You know. I'm watching the next day, and I'm going, okay, all right, I understand. It's like the worst attack in the history of the world, but where's the mention?
Yeah.
You know, I understand. It's the worst day in American history, but how about a little, hey, I saw Don on the train yesterday.
Yeah, you'll never let her live that down.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys heard about the Joe Millionaire Sarah thing?
No, my God, you must have some breaking news. Robbie, give me the fake echo here because I think we're going to need the breaking news.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Okay, we're ready for some breaking news. Buzz, can you say breaking news?
And now, breaking news.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, Sarah
has been in a bunch of softcore porn. No nude. She's not nude at all. But she does have a leather mask and a whip.
You are effing me.
Nope, that's what they had it on Fox News last night.
You are effing me.
Nope.
God damn. Wow. Wow.
Mr. Skin has got to find that.
And I've got one for you, Buzz. Can you give me the same headline?
And now, breaking news.
President Kennedy was shot in the head.
Wow.
I actually heard that story about Sarah, sir. You know where I heard it?
Where'd you hear it?
On the Don and Mike show about an hour and a half ago.
Well, Jesus, I only came on an hour ago.
Well, then don't call.
Whose fault is that?
All right, I'm going to smoke a fatty. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. But now he's going to hang up the phone and he's going to go, President Kennedy's dead?
Yeah.
Man, I better call another radio station with that scoop.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Could I get an eyebrow update on from you here?
Eyebrow update, be glad to give it to you.
They're not coming back in, are they?
Yes, they are.
That was a joke.
They are, and as a matter of fact, hold on, I'll get the update from...
You still coloring?
Well, the Queen of Con.
Yeah,
just a sasson of color.
You can't tell.
Don, before you cut me off, let me tell you a little story, too, about that.
Hold on a second. Let me see if my wife's around, though.
I can see when you go sideways. You can actually see them there. Turn sideways. Yeah, you can see it. Yep.
You see? Yeah, they're growing back in. Hold on a second.
But you know what? Tell the truth what's happening. They're coming in a different color. They're coming in carrot top red.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get her because she was concerned about that.
Hey, the latest carrot top commercial, they have him actually interact with a female.
Wow. Is that the basketball one?
The one where he's showing her pictures and he's in a... you know, a little cop office. He's playing the role of a detective. Have you seen that one?
No, I
he's got a POA in there, this blonde POA, and there's this weird, strange, like, forced sexual dynamic between them, and it just doesn't work at all. Because Carrot Top, you know, looks like he's going to put his mother's clothes on again.
He looks like a kid toucher to me times 1,000.
He is a creepy guy.
Baby.
Yes, my darling.
I have a listener on the phone. What's your name there, sir?
Greg in Fairfax.
And he would like an eyebrow update, and I know that you give a very honest assessment, and you were very worried about this.
I kept it to myself.
My wife even told me as late as this morning that she's known people who have shaved their eyebrows and they've never grown back.
I didn't tell you all the horror stories I was hearing. Like, Grandma told me Lana Turner did that once, and she never, and hers never grew back.
All right, well, give this guy the update on my eyebrows.
You definitely have hairs coming out. You look like you have more hairs than you usually grow on your chin. So it's looking, and I touched them, sure they were real and not painted on.
Huh. There you go.
Hey, Don.
All right.
Thank you. Love you, baby.
You're welcome. Love you too. Bye.
All right. Katie. Bye, honey. Yes, sir.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hairs on your chest is a good hint to the story I was going to tell you. A friend of mine back in high school cut his off. He lost a bet.
His eyebrows?
Yeah. And they came back. They came back in, but they came in like pubic hair.
What, you mean all curly and short?
Yeah.
Like,
and he actually has to use mustache wax to keep them down.
Well, you know, I think, especially when guys get older, you get that occasional eyebrow hair that has
gray
different, like, has that pubic quality to it.
Absolutely.
Imagine if our pubic hair was on our eyebrows.
We wouldn't be able to see.
Then our noses would be our penises.
That's true. And our eyes would be...
And we would smell through our bees.
We would smell through down here.
And we would pee out our nose.
God.
And it,
my God.
We were on the topic of that.
Right.
Philadelphia, just let me say, we broadcast to Philadelphia on WYSP. And I know we've said thank you for the great ratings and thanks for supporting the show.
Right.
But hey, where's the love? I shaved my effing eyebrow because I bet on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And not one Philly person has called up to say, thanks for putting your eyebrow on the line.
Maybe if you had supported the Eagles all the way through.
Like who, Mike?
Like me.
Like you.
Maybe you would have done better.
I forgot. Yeah. Like you. I kept forgetting how you were screaming they were going to win in the game against the Falcons. all night long. I'd open the window out of here. And Mike and I live 30 miles apart.
I think the people of Philadelphia know where I'm coming
from. But you heard him.
Well, I think they know where I'm coming from, too. I shaved a goddamn eyebrow for you people.
And then you'd see if the biological configuration was like that, you'd always see athletes on TV scratching their eyes.
And imagine if you had a runny nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very bad.
You had to pull your pants down and you put Kleenex down there by, you know.
Blown.
You have snot coming out your D.
And you have to put sunglasses over your balls.
And can you imagine when you wanted to pick your nose?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
How easy it would be.
You could do it in the car.
You could do it in the car and nobody
would
know.
No one would see you. No one would see you.
Just don't miss.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
If your nose was your D.
Right.
Okay, as long as we're on the topic of D.
Choke my nose.
Let's get right to Craig Wilson from yesterday's USA Today. Now, I'm going to tell you that we in the past have mentioned that we... Mike is giving his nose right now a hand job. We've mentioned that we're not going to read Craig Wilson. We didn't get to this yesterday. His column in USA Today. Unless they're very gay.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not 100% gay, okay, but it has its moments.
Very good.
So we'll share it with you now. From USA Today, the final word, by Craig Wilson.
Hang in there when your friends make fashion flubs.
I almost didn't hear the story because those involved didn't want it ending up in the paper. My friend certainly didn't tell me. But she told a mutual friend who then told me, and now I'm telling you. That's what friends are for.
I promise right here, though, not to reveal the identity of the person as the main character. I do have some manners left.
The story involves something we all experience. The wearing of clothes. Or our attempts to do so.
There was a period in my life when my bedroom was very dark. For instance, and my work days began very early. During those years, I just misread that sentence. I'm going to read it again. There was a period of my life when my bedroom was very dark, for instance, and my work days began very early. During those years, more often than not, my socks didn't match. Dark brown is easily mistaken for navy blue at 6 in the morning. I should know. I got so accustomed to the look, I started believing it was the norm.
And now I point out a great paragraph. And then there's the perennial zipper problem we men face every day. I remember a certain junior high science teacher who never seemed to be able to master the zipper up, zipper down thing.
But that wasn't my friend's predicament. No zippers were even involved.
I'm trying to have a new job. She's going out to fancy functions more than she used to, and in the process, she's found herself party dress poor.
So she calls halfway across the country to her mom, who is party dress rich, but now party poor. She sends her daughter a little black dress. It'll be perfect, says the mother to the daughter.
The little flip-over number fit beautifully. I like to point out, this is a man's column we're reading.
It was speed.
Although my friend didn't remember her mother ever wearing it. But she's been gone from home for decades now, and mothers tend to buy little black dresses after daughters leave home.
So on the night of her big holiday party, she puts on the dress with a plunging neckline, likes what she sees, but concedes that the plunge might be a bit much for her. Her mother always was of racier stock.
So she takes a safety pin and pulls the plunge up a little bit. She's happy, goes to the big affair, has a good time, even gets a few compliments on the dress.
The next day, she calls her mom to tell her how wonderful the dress was, laughing about the plunging neckline and her safety pin solution.
Her mother says she's happy it all worked out so well it hangs up. 2 minutes later, her mother calls back.
What was she talking about, she asks, a bit confused. There was no such dress. A little black dress with a high neckline and plunging back. Yes, but no dress with a plunging neckline.
Hold on, reset. Let me point out again. It's an article written by a man.
Sort of.
But no, Buzz, genetically.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a man.
He's a man with fashion sense, Don.
He's Craig Wilson. We're reading the final word by Craig Wilson. Oh, it's my line here. So now my friend is in a quandary.
If she wears the dress again as it was intended to be worn, will people in her office think she has it on backward? Oh.
Or well, they say to themselves, trying to forget. Thank God. The girl has figured it out and put that thing on the right way this time.
Or should she just accept the fact that she's destined to back into rooms for the rest of her days?
If Ann Landers would like to send some kind of message from above, I'm sure my friend would be most appreciative. And preferably before the spring social season, please.
Any advice on mismatched socks and down zippers would not be ignored either.
Sign up. Feelings of love. Going every which way in Washington, D.C.
Wow. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Wow. Jesus.
A lot of zippers in there.
Wow.
You know, and you had it, right? I mean, the one that the perennial zipper problem.
The perennial zipper problem we men face every day. I remember a certain junior high science teacher who never seemed to be able to master the zipper up, zipper down thing.
Why don't you read into that one?
And you know, I know you're troubled by the fact that he's a man. I'm troubled that that's in a paper, a national newspaper.
Exactly.
That doesn't count as anything.
No, that's nothing.
Excuse me, Mr. Scrotum. I've noticed again your zipper is down.
And that's where it's going to stay, Buster.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
How's the show?
Thanks.
I did call last week, and Joe didn't put me through. I was going to say thanks for taking one for the team.
You must
Mark
be
from Philly.
From Philly. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, and if you notice, Don, the Eagles logo only has one eyebrow, too.
You're right.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay,
thank
Don.
You. Well, maybe all these people called, and my friend Joe just didn't bother putting them through.
I was going to remind you about that Eagles logo only having one eyebrow.
Hi, Pete.
Don and Mike, how you doing, guys?
Because you've memorized the Eagles logo, Mike.
Yeah, and the colors.
Hello, Don and Mike. Pete.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Calling from Philly. Just wanted to thank you, Don, for laying the eyebrow online.
There you go. See, you know what? And now I'm getting all these people.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're just mourning. And we appreciate it.
No, thank you. Know, I think the problem is a lot of these guys called last week, and Joe just, you know, for whatever reason, they're not talking about that now.
Right,
Joe
exactly.
Just didn't put him,
Joe.
Put them through. Here's another guy. Kevin.
Hey, Don Mike. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say thanks, man.
Yeah, okay.
But there is one thing, man.
What?
You picked Tampa Bay earlier in the year. You did. The game the Eagles played Tampa Bay, you picked Tampa Bay to win that game.
People have memories.
Well, the regular season game, I did. Correct.
But thank you for putting it your eyebrows on the line. Much appreciated, and hope you'll do the same for us next year.
Right on, my friend. That's all I was asking for, just a little love. Oh, here's Brian, the drunk Eagles fan. Brian. Hey, Brian?
Yes.
Are you drunk?
No, I've only had a beer or two, dude. I just got home from work.
Hey, so what's happening, Brian?
Not much. Yeah, you guys got a show on Monday, dude. It's my birthday, man.
This Monday's your birthday?
Yeah, February 3rd, dude.
Yeah, we're planning a big Brian's birthday show.
Brian, if you can, we're not going to be in Philly. We're going to be in D.C., but if you want to come down, we'll have a birthday party for you.
Yeah, I think I'm getting laid off, dude, because I lost my license off, so I think I'm getting laid off tomorrow, so I could probably do that.
All right, well,
yeah, we might start now, because you'll have to walk down here from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I got some hoes to do that for me.
Well, some hoes.
Brian, if you have some hoes that can bring you down, hold on, I'm going to put you on with Charlie and Joe.
All right.
And really, we'll have a birthday party for Brian, the drunk Eagles guy, on Monday's episode.
Bring your little bicycle. Bring your clown bike.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe you can do some stunts for us outside.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
All right, hold on there, Brian.
All right, dude.
Hey, Brian.
Yep.
How old will you be?
24.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you know, just think. The world ahead of him.
Hello, Don and Mike.
They grow up so fast.
Hello. Are you there? Don and Mike show.
Hey, I thought you said that column was only partly gay.
All right, touche, my friend. Listen, it's time for the WWE. And here we go. Now, this is a contest that can be played. I want to tell you that the WWE, the Raw that we're giving away, it's in D.C. at the MCI Center. However, if you're from Baltimore, if you're from Richmond, if you're from Norfolk, if you're from York, if you're from Harrisburg, if you're from Pittsburgh, if you're from Philadelphia,
right,
you can play the game.
But that's where the event's going to be, at the MCI Center.
On Monday, February 3rd, MCI Center, the deal is this. You win 4 ringside tickets, first row seats, to WWE Raw, and you get to meet and greet your favorite WWE superstar before the event.
Wow. Very exciting.
How do you win? It's very simple. It's called the Highway Love Connection.
It's a deal where we put two strangers together and force them to go on a date.
We've had an amazing track record with this game. People have gotten married, had children, had families. They report back to us every year. We'll check that. Has anyone ever reported back to us?
No.
All right.
Here's the deal. We start with girls,
because it's easy to find guys. We need to find female wrestling fans who would like to go to WWE with a stranger and meet and greet your favorite WWE superstar. Picture taken, everything, and you eat at the brand new Hooters. So, you're a gal and you're close enough to drive to D.C., and you wouldn't mind going with a total stranger.
And you're driving right now.
That's the important part. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. What you want to do is pull your car off to the side of the road.
Pull over.
On a major road, a country road, it doesn't matter, as long as you can describe where you are and what kind of car you're driving.
Make sure it's a safe location.
So you call us up on our phone at 877-365-3636, and we give you 60 seconds to sell yourself.
Absolutely, and then we just wait for those dates, those boyfriends to come by.
Now, normally we say the first girl to get a guy that shows up is the winner, but because this is really a special prize,
right?
Not only front row seats for WWE, but dinner at the new Hooters, and you get to meet your favorite WWE wrestler.
Pretty cool.
We're going to pick the couple that we think is the best.
The Highway Love Connection has resulted in dozens of unions with hundreds of babies.
So we will start with, and Mike, countless abortions.
Yes, I understand. We don't like to talk about the dark side, though.
As Elvis said one time, think of all the babies we've killed.
Yes, horrible.
When did Elvis say that, Rob?
Well, he was making out with a girl, and Elvis finished.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Elvis
pleaded.
Elvis got done.
And because it was all over the place, that's what he said.
Look at all the
said.
Babies we killed.
At a very simple level.
So, girls, we'll start with you. Females, only right now, 877-365-3636. Call. Tell us where you're at, what kind of car you're driving. We'll wait for the guys to pull over. You pick the guy that you like. Maybe you'll be going to WWE to meet your favorite wrestler. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it, because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back to normal.
God damn it, honey. The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, honey. Hey. Look at all the babies we killed. God damn it, honey. Cut loose. We're out here to make fun of Elvis.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody?
Yeah.
A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis. And this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know,
right.
We're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Right. Rob, I almost called you last night.
You should have.
On Trio.
Yeah.
That Canadian channel.
Right.
They had some Elvis impersonator sing-off.
Oh, man, you should have called.
Where they had these 19 guys, 20 guys at Graceland, and the best was when you have a Chinese guy. And the guy, he looked like Jackie Chan.
Right.
He's got the big pork chops, and he's got all the hip movements down. But seriously, when he sings, it
right.
was Rove Me.
Oh.
Slendla.
So really, I mean, legitimately from China.
Rove Me. Oh.
You should have called.
It was a good one.
You call next time. I spent the evening with Simon.
Oh, you are? Oh. You know, I logged some time with the American Idiot as well last night.
It sucks.
You know, and I'm sorry. I cannot root for that blob from Georgetown. I don't know what the hell her name is.
Is it it's
Nell
Harry
Carter's
or
Nell Carter's one of Nell Carter's bowel movements had on a yellow dress last night.
Or
a yellow
hair,
top.
Too.
Yellow hair. And the whole big thing on Fox News here in D.C. afterwards.
Is she the only one from D.C.?
Was, you know, one of our locals has made it into the final 32. Mm-hmm. Although I did love seeing the people when they were told, we'll get right to the love connection here. What they would do is they would call them in 10 at a time.
Right.
Call out numbers. So you go in the front row or the back row. And then they would alternate. Like Paula Abdul would say, those of you in the back row may leave. And then Simon would say, those of you in the front row may leave.
Now, when they're saying this, they're not doing the singing auditions. They're just, this is the order of appearance.
Right, no, they've already sung, and they're deciding out of the 250, they're cutting it down to 32.
Yeah. Right.
So they get this one girl, this one blonde-haired bitch, and she comes out, and she does a presentation, and they give her her number, and they go, you are number 15226. Get in the front row. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm the idol, oh, yeah. And then they tell the rest of the people, and then they say, if you're in the front row, you may leave. If you're in the back row, congratulations, you've made it to the next round. And this bitch on wheels
goes ballistic,
and she just looked at them like, what the F are you doing? and then they had some people, even guys off stage, crying.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You know.
They showed that. The funniest thing, that guy Simon, where he legitimately made me laugh, when they brought the five-year-old kid out, and the five-year-old kid was performing, and was like, oh, that was very, very good. And Simon says, I didn't like it.
There was one great moment last night when temperatures were running high, and there was one badass-type singer and a very feminine type singer guy.
Right.
And the badass tried to pick a fight because the other guy was a kiss ass. And he said, well, I didn't fight him because that's not the way the American Idol acts.
Oh, God.
But anyway, this broad from Georgetown, this fat broad, who I guess she sings like Aretha Franklin.
Ah.
She's got some talent. But what I don't like is the fact that there is this whole groundswell of the local Fox affiliate. Right. And maybe this happens where you live in San Francisco and Sacramento, Seattle, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, wherever, where they follow one of your locals to give them the tie-in. And they had the story on TV where they said, now, this girl, I mean, modestly speaking, she's 350 pounds.
Oh,
she is just
right. Huge.
Gigantic, fat, huge. They're on the news, they're saying how excited, you know, her friends got together to pay for her to go to New York for the original audition.
Right.
And then as background, so you'll root for her, they announce that she goes to McDonald's and orders a plate of hamburgers, and I'm waiting to hear, you know, and eats them all at once.
Right.
And then they announce that she takes them outside and gives them to homeless people.
Okay.
You know, right. And it's, oh, wasn't she great?
Yes.
I understand Chance of Snow Flurries tomorrow. That's right, Chance of Flurries. So, anyway, they're building it up so that we root for this big fat chick.
For her.
And on one hand, I'm for it because I think, wouldn't it be great if a really fat person ended up being
the American Idol?
The American Idol.
They're saying that the way it's going to work this year, you're going to have style and singing ability. Those are the two. That's what's going to be at war. You're going to have just the
talent
singing voices.
And image.
Talent and image.
And they had one guy with spiked hair wearing like those dog collar type things on his wrist. And he came out and he said, I am the American Idol because I'm all about rock and roll. I kind of like him, too.
There's two fat chicks, and I think he's the only fat guy, and the two fat chicks both have unstoppable voices.
Really?
So I'd love to see how far they progress.
Hey, it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because they're not boycotting people that are overweight.
But the reason that I'm turning against...
They're just boycotting 50-year-old men.
That's right.
The reason I'm turning against the fat girl from the D.C. area who goes to Georgetown is because Channel 5 has started this incredible
PR machine.
Listen, the show's popular enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to force it down our throats on the news.
The affiliate tie-in.
Yeah, you know. Tonight, and they send out shemale Will Thomas.
Did he audition?
No, he was at some frat.
Wilma.
Wilma Thomas.
Wilma Thomas.
Wilma Thomas.
I'm Will Thomas.
I've got an exclusive interview with Ryan.
Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
Please, somebody, kill that guy now. And I was reading in some radio thing the other day. He signed, and this is perfect. He has signed a long-term deal to be the fill-in host when Rick Dees goes on vacation.
Thank goodness.
You know, and Rick Dees, in case you don't know, is the biggest...
Hey, he's perfect to fill in for Dees.
Jive-ass disc jockey in the world.
Right.
Rick Dees greens on Kiss of M in Los Angeles.
Wow. The heir apparent, Ryan Seacrest.
We found him, the heir apparent. Ryan will be filling in when I'm on vacation. Rick Dees in the morning.
Ooh! Yes, sir. If you could fill in for Rick Dees, would you?
When I worked at Kiss FM back in 1981, Rick Dees and I got stationed about the same time.
Right.
And I'll never forget the program director, Don Benson, who's a great guy. He always thought Rick Dees was a pompous ass.
Huh.
And he hated to be called his real name, which is Rigdon.
Rigdon.
R-A-G-D-O-N. So one day he calls me up and he says, let's go out to lunch. And this is when Kiss FM was in the Motown building on Sunset Strip.
Right.
And he says, I've timed this perfectly because I want you to see what I do every day. And we're standing outside the building, and approximately 12:05, the garage door opens, and a gigantic Cadillac comes around. And it's Rick Dees. And the convertible's down, and he just drives looking around. He's Rick Dees. And this guy, Don Benson, the program director, tiny little guy, in the mouth, top of his lungs, screams, hey, Rigdon! Rigdon Dees! And it was great, because Rick Dees couldn't do anything, because it was the PD yelling at him.
Sure, sure.
We both laughed until we peed. It was just great fun.
And that was way back when you used to talk about his Cadillac.
Yeah.
His big, oversized Cadillac.
Used to make
like
fun.
The kind Al Pacino, has in the movies.
The Brougham.
Yeah, the Brougham.
The Brougham.
The Fleetwood Brougham.
I mean, you know, now Cadillac's got some cars. I mean, I drive one. I drive the Escalade, and I think it's kind of cool. And I saw the ad during the Super Bowl. Jesus Christ, for that convertible that looks great.
And I drive one now because it isn't cool. I drive one specifically because it's an uncool car to drive.
You drive the old man type.
I drive the DeVille that is absolutely the oldest man car in the world. And I know that it's, you know, it's almost kind of a novelty. That's why I drive it.
But this disc jockey, Rick Dees, he would drive this old man Cadillac back in 1981. Yeah. He thought he was just, that was it.
Sure. Rigdon.
Rigdon Dees. It was great.
There's something that happens to performers if they spend enough time in L.A.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you ever doubt that he's grounded, the last time that he was quoted in USA Today, he says, there's no greater pleasure than driving your Bentley on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah, he's in touch with the common man.
If you can do it, I recommend it.
All right, let's get to these girls who are standing by here for the Highway Love Connection.
Very good.
WWE Raw, that's what we're giving away tickets to. Ringside seats, front row seats, and a meet and greet with your favorite wrestler, favorite WWE superstar. Raw, WWE Raw, Monday, February 3rd, MCI Center here in D.C. Let's find some women who have parked their cars, and let's see where they are and get some safe spots, get some action going. Mm-hmm. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Dee.
Hi there, Dee. Where are you from?
I'm from Oxon Hill.
Oxon Hill, Maryland. And yes. Dee, where are you located right now?
I'm off exit 3B in Oxon Hill at the Rivertown Shopping Center.
Right. At the what shopping center?
I'm sorry?
At the what shopping center?
Rivertown.
All right, so that's exit 3B off the Beltway.
Yes.
Okay, and where exactly in the shopping center are you located?
I'm right in front of the Giant.
In front of the supermarket. What kind of car are you driving?
I'm in a Thunderbird, a blue Thunderbird.
What's the year on that Thunderbird?
It's a 93.
All right, Dee, we need to know a little bit about you. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Come on.
Be honest.
Come on now. I guess,
The girl on American...
Houston.
Girl on American Idol? Who'd you say?
Whitney Houston before she got addicted.
Are you a larger version of Whitney Houston?
Well, now the way she is, yeah.
Are you a big-boned woman?
No, I'm kind of medium.
I mean, do you look like Whitney Houston when she sang the Star Spangled Banner?
A little bit bigger.
Something tells me you probably look more like that chick on American Idol we were talking about. But that's all right.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We like big ladies.
Okay.
What do you do for a living, Dee?
I work in the Capital Region in D.C.
All right. And are you a big WWE fan?
Yes.
If you could meet any of them that are coming to Raw, who would it be?
All of them.
All of them at once.
Wow. And what kind of guy are you looking for to take you to Raw and out to the brand new Hooters and to meet the wrestler?
I don't know. I'm not choosy.
Any particular quality in a man that you look for?
Nice guy. Not too loud.
What?
Not too loud. All right, listen, here's the deal, Dee. We are going to give you 60 seconds where we're not going to talk.
Okay.
Where a spotlight's on you.
Okay.
It's the D show.
It's very important, D, that you give out the address, the location. You got to say in front of the Giant what kind of car you're driving, and get the guys to show up. Are you ready?
Good luck selling your D date. What?
I don't see the address of it. Let me see.
But if you say the shopping...
If I can get closer to get the address.
Well, honey, you say the shopping center. People in the area will know.
You're in the Rivertown Shopping Center in front of the Giant food store.
Right.
And you're in a blue T-Bird.
A blue T-Bird.
And what town is that?
Oxon Hill.
Oxon Hill.
All right, here you go. 60 seconds and go, Dee.
I don't know what to say. I'm at the Giant. I really want to go to this wrestling match. I'm a big WWE fan. And I still want to see the address to the goddamn supermarket. It's number 20. 20 Rivertown Shopping Center.
I'm compelled. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
I would be flying.
I am thinking about leaving the show right now.
Come on, come on down.
Even in rush hour, just to drive there. And
you know, I happen to be on the market, D, and I'll tell you, if I was in the vicinity of Oxon Hill right now, I would be driving on the sidewalk to get you.
You would?
Yes.
Well, that makes me feel good, because I love your show.
Baby, I want to tell you something. You have 10 seconds left.
Okay.
Sell it.
What?
Okay. He'll come back to you.
Good luck.
Perfect. Hold on, D. Let's try again. Hi, Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Where are you from?
I'm from Bowie, Maryland.
Ah, Boeotian. Megan, let's ask you the same questions.
Hometown of Kathy Leigh Gifford.
Are you a WWE fan?
I'm a huge fan. I've been to 4 or 5 live shows.
And who's your favorite WWE guy?
Hardy Boys, Kurt Angle, so many of them.
Kurt Angle. Girls. All right, Kurt Angle, you're probably able to meet him.
If you
win this thing. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
If anybody remembers, if you've seen Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts' friend Kitty, the other hooker, is what everybody always
says. Laura San Giacomo or something like that.
Something
right?
like that.
Are you
her?
Are you Italian looking?
No, I'm Portuguese and Spanish and German.
Ooh,
people say I look Italian.
Do you have a mustache?
No, I don't.
Rob wants to know if you have big, beautiful breasts.
You're average.
Yeah, that means
not humongous.
That means she's got good ones. Hmm. And what kind of a guy are you looking for?
I'm just looking for a guy to go out and have fun with that likes wrestling and football, someone that's fun, and will open the doors for me when we go out.
Oh, you want a chivalrous gentleman.
Megan, how old are you, honey?
I'm 23. 24. I turned 24 last November. I keep forgetting that.
And exactly where are you and what kind of car are you driving?
I'm on the Beltway. I'm on the outside circle between 214 and Route
2. The outer loop?
Yeah.
Ah. The outer circle.
Welcome.
Outer loop, and I'm sitting underneath an emergency stopping sign hoping a cop doesn't come get me.
So you're actually right on the Beltway.
I'm on the Beltway.
So you pulled off of the big 5-lane, 8-lane mega slab.
Death
Four
strip.
Lanes. I'm in the fifth lane on the side of the road.
Done at it right. You pulled off the death strip. Mm-hmm.
So you are on the Beltway on the side of the road. You are on the outer loop.
Yes.
You are by 214. Is that Central Avenue?
That's Central Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue.
And what kind of car are you driving?
I have a bright purple neon that you cannot miss.
I want to say you're a bright girl, and I wish you nothing but the best. We will put 60 seconds on the clock for you, Megan. Again, sell yourself. Sell your location.
Sell those cams.
Guys, get ready. Here is Megan. Go.
Hi, guys. My name's Megan. I'm sitting on the side of the Beltway, freezing cold, underneath an emergency stopping sign, waiting for somebody to stop on the side of the road so I can go see WWE. We'll have a blast. We'll have so much fun. I'll show you a good time. You will not be disappointed when you do show up and see me. I'm sitting in a purple neon. The license plate says Megster. You can't miss it. And I'm sitting here waiting, getting kind of lonely and cold in the snow.
What's the license plate say?
Megster.
For Megan, M-E-G-S-T-E-R.
Oh, Megster.
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 The Megster.
The Megster. I'm the Megster.
She's a groovy chick.
I know you're wondering what kind of woman enjoys WWE action. You're finding out now.
Yep, absolutely.
Megan, you've still got about 15 seconds left, honey.
You're doing great.
I'm ready to go out and have fun, watch some wrestling, and big brown eyes, long brown hair, small waist, big in the butt. Let's go. Not big in the butt, average. I hear it every day.
There you go.
Somebody stop.
There okay. you go. Hold on, Megan.
2 seconds.
Megan, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Let's get a third girl in flying.
Winner!
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
I'm so cold. This is Renee.
Hi there, Renee. Hey, whatever you do, don't walk away. That was an oldies 100 joke. I'm sorry.
Good one, though.
Renee, where are you from?
I'm in Fredericksburg, so I know that there's a wrestling fan somewhere within very close distance.
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
Renee, we got to find out about you. How old are you?
26.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I look like a teenager, so I'm going to go with Catherine Hagel with braces.
Who?
Catherine Hagel.
Who, Heigl?
Yeah.
One of Roy Hill's favorites.
Catherine Heigl with braces?
Yeah.
With braces. Okay.
Who is Catherine Heigl, Rob? All right, Charlie Broyhill knows.
Now, if Charlie knows, she's got to be hot.
I did strip tribute with you guys once.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you have the braces when you did strip tribute?
No, I didn't.
Who is your favorite WWE guy or gal?
I haven't watched it since it used to be WWF.
Right.
I'd just be happy to see any of them live. We don't have TV at my house, and I can't watch them anymore.
You don't have a television?
No.
Why?
My roommate and I are students, and we can't afford the distraction.
You're a serious student. An intellectual who likes wrestling.
Rob has the reconnaissance on her.
Heigl was in the show Roswell, and also, I believe, the made-for-Disney movie Wish Upon a Star.
That takes care of it.
All right, where exactly are you, Renee? What's your location and what kind of car are you driving?
I am freezing my butt off at a payphone in front of the Sitka 7-Eleven on Tidewater Trail. You get off of Route 3 South out of Fredericksburg, 17 and Route 2. You go south, and I'm sitting here across from the Anderson Oil. There's a car wash right next to me.
So you're not even in a car. You're at a payphone.
Well, I would assume she can't afford a television or have a television. She can't afford a cell phone.
Right.
All right, then we're going to give you 60 seconds now, Renee.
A struggling student. I hope she gets a catch.
Yeah. To sell yourself and, your location and everything else. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, 60 seconds. Excuse me on the clock. Here is Renee.
Okay, I'm absolutely committed to doing this. I want to go see wrestling. I want a new experience. You guys have to come find me because I'm going to freeze. I don't want to hear Megan complain about being cold in her nice, toasty car. Come down and find me. I know that there's a wrestling fan somewhere. I am completely open to the spirit. I want to go meet everybody. I want to go meet the wrestling people. I want somebody who's a rabid fan that can introduce me to everybody. I'm cute. I just came back from the gym. I'm freezing because I'm sweaty. I'm wearing a red Mary Washington sweatshirt. You can't miss me. Come get me. There's a lot of scary guys around here.
That sweaty thing's going to get like 700 guys
there. Yeah.
I can't profess my dedication any more than I'm standing here in the snow for 20 minutes shivering, waiting for you guys to come.
Well, that's where it's supposed to be snowing too down there, right?
There's 2 inches of snow on the ground.
We have a photo now of the girl you said that you most resembled from the Roswell TV show on the WB.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, cute, I'll tell you that. Cute if you look like this girl with braces.
Wow.
Pretty cute. Okay, and your time is up. That's it. Hold on, we'll get back to you.
Hurry.
Renee, now.
Wow.
We have,
The braces were on her teeth, right?
Ron, would it matter?
I don't think she's like...
To me, yes.
Forrest got run, Forrest, run. We have three girls in play right now. Mike... Let's review the girls and their locations. First, let's say hello to Dee. Hi there. Hi, Dee.
Dee is in Oxon Hill at the Rivertown Shopping Center in front of the Giant Food Store.
All right, and she is driving what kind of car?
A blue Thunderbird, Don.
All right, baby, hold on.
She is a slightly heavier Whitney Houston.
Hold on, please, Dee. Then we have Megan. Hi, Megan.
I've already got two guys sitting here fighting over me.
Listen to that.
All right, Megan, well, you got to keep them there until we come back from commercials.
Okay.
Mike, where is Megan located?
Megan is on the Beltway Outer Loop. I just passed 214. She is driving a bright purple neon. And the celebrity Megan resembled, I forgot who she said. Who is that, Megan?
Yes.
Who is the celebrity? Who is the celebrity you said you most resembled?
Kitty from...
Kitty
from Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Kitty from Pretty Woman. Right. Laura San Giacomo.
Remember we asked her if she had a mustache because she's Italian looking?
No, I don't have a mustache. You want the guy to tell you how I look?
Yeah, hold on. We'll come back to you. Hold on there, Megan. And Renee, who we just spoke to at a payphone.
Mm-hmm. She is down in front of the Citgo near the car wash at a payphone. She's the Katherine Heigl lookalike. She's 26 years old. She is not in a car. She is freezing in the snow.
Hi there, Renee.
Hi.
Renee, give your specific address one more time.
Just down from Shannon Airport, just south of Fredericksburg on Route 17, Route 2, Tidewater Trail, across from Anderson Oil, next to the car wash.
Are those braces on your spine?
No. I have one of those things on my feet.
You have braces on your teeth.
Yeah.
You're straightening your teeth.
Yeah.
Are they the clear braces, or are they the kind that get egg salad in them?
If I can't afford a cell phone, what do you think?
All right. Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
You got the big metal mouth. All right. Thanks. Hold on. Those are the girls in play right now. Boy, we have Yvette who wants to play, but I'm afraid we're going to have to cut her loose. Hey, Yvette?
Yes.
Thanks, darling, but you're just too late.
I wanted to see if she wanted to go with this girl.
Who?
The one in Oxon Hill.
D, if she wants to go with a girl?
Are you a lesbian, Yvette?
Yes, I am. A proud lesbian.
We can only ask.
Hold on, let me ask her. Hold on a second. Hey, D?
Yes.
D, would you go with a girl? Are you a lesbian? Or do you have lesbian tendencies?
No, I don't have lesbian tendencies.
You're not
a man.
Any bisexuality in you at all?
Not that I've experienced. Come on.
Oh, listen to that. I believe we have perhaps a...
Yvette, if I was you, I would get in my Lesmobile, and I would get over there as fast as possible.
I like Whitney Houston before Bobby.
Ah. Okay, well, get your ass over there.
Uh-huh. She's streaking over to Oxon Hill in her Lesmobile.
So we have three girls in play. We have Dean... And Megan and Renee, and you heard that Megan's already got some hot action.
Megan's doing great. She's the Just Shoot Me girl. And I think Renee down in Fredericksburg is probably going to have somebody show up there pretty soon. And Dee out in Oxon Hill has a Lesmobile on her way.
Lesmobile. So when we come back, we'll see what kind of action these girls have. Mm-hmm. And then we'll decide which is the best coupling. To go to WWE. Okay, that's the drama of this bit.
Yeah.
And that's the drama, you know, you got so much going on.
Be right back.
Lesmobile.
Homomobile. Be right back.
This
Homomobile.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe fine ass bitches like yourself eat that shit. Ain't no fast food makes girls fart.
Hey, what's all this talk about farting?
Hi, Brent. This is Brent. He's the best, too. Brent, tell these sillies that girls don't fart.
Oh, of course they don't. Only skeevy stoners fart.
The Don and Mike Show.
The important thing here is a fucking bunch of motherfuckers we don't even know calling us assholes on the internet to teenagers and guys who can't even get laid. Putting a stop to that is the most important thing we could ever do.
Even better than a nice hot bowl of nasal bits. The Don and Mike Show.
Yummy. All right, it's time now to go back to the girls and see who's got what.
Very good. They've been trolling. They've had plenty of time.
And we have an extra girl. Why is Donna on the line here? Donna?
Yeah?
Hi,
guys.
Hi, honey. Why are you calling?
I just wanted to let you know that your first contestant, Miss D, she says she's calling from the Giant in Rivertown Shopping Center. I'd like to inform you that there is no Giant in Rivertown Shopping Center. I've lived in Oxon Hill all my life. There is a Safeway in Rivertown Shopping Center, and the Giant we used to have, which was in Oxon Hill Shopping Center, was torn down years ago.
Oh, there's some controversy going on here. Let's go to Dee and let you accuse her yourself. Dee?
Yes, I'm here.
Here is Donna.
She's right.
Thank you.
I have a big shopping center, but I got a really nice guy here that found me anyway. He obviously lived here a while, and he knew where the Giant was.
Awesome. Obviously, she lied, so I think
it's in the Eastover Shopping Center.
No, hold on.
Donna, I don't think it was a lie as much as maybe just a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. sorry, but I, where she is, if she's at the Giant, it's in Eastover. Eastover and Rivertown are nowhere near each other.
No,
and
they
both have clear signs to where they are.
Bad day, Donna.
Huh?
Bad day for you, Donna?
No, I just think it's wrong that somebody, she probably had somebody waiting there for her to get the ticket. I just think it's just a little bit weird, don't you think?
I was that way when I called.
I'm sure, but how can you confuse Rivertown and Eastover, two different places?
Donna, I haven't lived here.
There is a sign, a clear sign, this is Eastover.
Donna? Donna?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe this was just a mistake, or do you think she was doing it maliciously?
I think she was doing it for, those tickets go for a lot of money. I think she was doing it on purpose.
It was an honest mistake, guys. It was an honest mistake. I haven't lived here that long.
Dee, don't talk to us. Talk to Donna, please. We're out of this.
Donna thinks you're guilty.
Yeah, I do think you're guilty because you kept saying it in Rivertown. You're in Eastover. You're nowhere near where Rivertown is, and it's clearly marked and says Eastover Shopping Center. Believe me, I've lived here all my life. I've been down to Eastover. Mm. I know where you are, and you're clearly not where you were.
I think you're lying.
Second girl might be right, but God, what a bitch on wheels, huh?
There are signs posted. Mall signs posted. Yeah. Where
I agree that there are signs.
I think you should be qualified because I think you're trying to
Donna.
Take Donna Mike who are
Donna.
Men,
oh,
I'm not.
See you in Toledo.
Donna, you
got to
let
whore.
You got to let Dee have a word here. Let her.
Yeah.
I mean, have a dialogue here, okay?
Well, I mean, if you guys are going to give her tickets and she's obviously lying, she's been caught in a lie. Now she's trying to cover it up.
Donna.
All of a sudden, she's got some
Donna.
Magical dialogue.
Donna.
Donna.
Donna, you haven't let Dee say two words to you.
Dee.
Go ahead.
Dee.
I've only been here about 8 months, and I go between shopping centers. It was an honest mistake.
Yeah.
All right, Rivertown and Eastover, they're not that far. They might be maybe 2 miles apart.
Isn't Dee the one who said outer circle of the Beltway earlier?
No, that was Megan.
Okay.
That was Megan said outer circle.
But Dee, I will tell you, when Dee called, she was a little, she was not really zeroed in on her location anyway.
But she said Giant. Where she is, she had to have pulled in there.
I'm in the Giant.
It's common knowledge. I mean, it says it everywhere where you are. It's just, I think in my gut, and usually when they say you go with your gut is usually right. I think you go with your gut. She had somebody sitting there so she can get to it, which you're going for over $300.
I live alone here. I don't know anybody. I haven't been here that long.
Okay, you just live with yourself, God will judge you later on.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
Christ, Donna.
God damn, you are harsh.
Hey, look. If somebody was cheating you, you'd do the same thing if you knew. And I'm telling you, something is definitely wrong there.
Oh, Donna, we just...
If you live here, if there was a way I could get pictures of both shots...
I wish I could take a photograph
differently
of Rob Spielbeck's face just a minute ago when he came around the corner.
This is so exciting to finally meet the chemical opposite of aspirin.
Donna, you're really way too upset about
Donna,
that.
Yeah. Donna, let me say I... Donna, I appreciate the fact that I think in a roundabout way... You're looking out for our best interests.
Right.
And I appreciate that. You want the sanctity of the show to be complete. I have two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
First, is it that time?
No.
Yes. Okay. Second, I'm speaking as a doctor now. When's the last time you had a nice big shot of penicillin?
Oh, my God. I think my husband would laugh at that one.
Do you have a good, healthy sex life with your husband?
Of course.
And everything's going well?
How many times has he tried to kill you?
He's never tried to kill me.
You consider yourself happy?
Yes, I'm very happy, thank you.
You're a happy person. Would you mind if I asked what you do for a living?
I'm a mother. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh,
those poor kids.
Wow.
Can you imagine those poor kids?
Boy, oh boy.
How old are they?
10, 4, and 2.
So you've got two of them that are with you all day.
Yes.
Poor
boy,
kids.
That's tough.
10-year-old is probably out drinking, whoring right now.
Oh, no, he's not. He's actually in his room doing his homework.
Now, Donna, this is, I'm just throwing out a theory here. Do you think maybe you got a little too upset about Dee not even knowing her?
It wasn't even that. It's just the whole point of people frauding everybody. You got all these... You always get up on people who are frauding you or saying
right.
stuff.
You're right.
You're right. I'm
Donna,
just telling you from my standpoint.
Donna, hold on. Hold on. We're going to take some other calls and see if anybody else.
Yeah, we're not going to shut you down. We're not going to shut you down, Donna, because I mean, if you think maybe you
hold
know,
on.
we've had frauds that have developed out of nothing.
Donna, hold on. Let me take a couple more calls. Dee, stay there. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is John.
Hi, Johnny.
I was looking for D. I can't find the giant. My crap detector went off because I heard a man giggling in the background when she first called you. Now she's in Eastover, which is about 4 miles from Rivertown.
All right, thank you.
I don't know what to say except she's...
Now, wait. I am very, very curious about, because I didn't hear it,
no.
about maybe a man giggling in the background. We could listen to the tape and find that out.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Hello, Vic, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, I think you ought to send Donna and Dee together to the wrestling.
I wouldn't wish that on either one of them.
No.
But it'd be fun to watch. It'd be a main event and a side event.
I'm completely obsessed now on that last call that said there was a guy giggling in the back.
Hello, Donna and Mike show.
Hello. I'd just like to say that it may be true that she's setting all this up, Dee. However, I do think that the other lady sounds like she could benefit from some kind of medication of some kind. You're right.
Yeah.
Way too upset.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Simple bit.
And it comes out of nowhere. You never know where it's going to come from.
You draw it now. My wife is instant messaging me.
Hold all right. On. Nothing's easy. No, not at all.
Now, when I get a message from my wife, an instant message, I go with her.
You know, we might have to end up apologizing.
You're currently busy. To leave a voice message.
I'd hate that.
Is she at home?
If we had to apologize to Donna.
I would really hate that.
Oh, is she on that line?
Maybe. Yeah.
Hello, honey? No, hold on. Jesus. I'm a mess with these controls.
It's not as easy as driving a Lesmobile, I'll tell you that. And what happened to the Lesmobile that was going over to CD? You know, that Lesmobile was probably heading right for the Giant.
The Homobile.
The Homobile.
Even better. Well, come on now, Frida. Don't send me an instant message. It must have been from our handheld unit.
Mm. Now, does Frida have an opinion about this?
It said, D is lying.
Wow.
And, you know, my wife is the ultimate arbiter as far as that goes.
Do you think she really thinks Dee is lying, or do you think she was relating to Donna?
Here she is. Baby.
Yes. No, I agree with Donna. Dee, I think Dee's lying, too, because Donna was talking so much. You couldn't even hear when Dee said during it, I was on the Beltway when she started to say she was on the Beltway when she called. She was trying to think of a lie to cover it up. And she wasn't on the Beltway. She was trying to find the address of the place when she called. And I heard the guy laugh in the background, too, when you asked her who she was. So I think Donna, although wound a little too tight, as happens when you're home alone with kids all day, was exactly right.
Well, I think that means we have to do some more interrogation of Dee.
Well, honey, I'm going to have to put you on with Dee, then.
I'm not afraid.
Hold on a second. Hold on, that's Donna. Hold
She's
on
not
a second. Hey, Dee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Say hi to Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, Dee. I have to agree with Donna that I don't see how, aside from the things I just said, I don't see how you can be at a shopping center looking at a sign and looking at a giant, and if you're new to the area, not be able to read. That makes no sense.
It seems like a giant lie.
Dee?
No, I'm not lying. I was on the Beltway when I called, and he told me I couldn't pull over on the Beltway. I had to find a shopping center.
You had to find a... safe way?
Hey, Dee?
Uh-huh?
What about the issue of the man in your car that was giggling?
That's the radio. I am alone. I don't know anybody up here. I haven't been here that long. Mm.
No, well, you can listen to the tape and hear that. If you're not allowed to pull over on the Beltway, how come you have another caller on the Beltway right now?
That's very true.
Wait a minute. Who?
Yeah, see, the guy that answered the phone when I called told me that I couldn't stop on the Beltway.
Let's find that out. All right, let's get Joe or Charlie in here to find out.
No, it was Joe. Charlie's doing stuff in the other room.
Joe's supposed to D.
Hey, Joey.
See what Joe's take on this is.
J.A.
That should validate me.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Joe, did you tell Dee that she could not pull off on the Beltway?
Yeah, I told her not to.
Okay.
Be safe. I told
right.
her.
Okay, well, that part's on. True. Then that part's true. But how can you be in a shopping center and read a shopping center sign and read and see a...
I haven't been here that long. I know where I shop.
Hold on. This is what Frida does to me all the time, and I'm telling you, she is catching you in a lie right now that you are going. She is weaving a cocoon. What she is saying is, if you are sitting in front of a store that has a gigantic neon sign that has the name of the store, how could you possibly say you were at a different grocery store?
All right, there are two shopping centers not far from here. They're, like, close in proximity. I know I shop at the Giant, but I go to the other one a lot, too.
Are you in front of a Giant right now?
Yes, I am.
You did identify when we had you on, you said, I am in front of the Giant.
I am in front of the Giant.
The only mistake you made, you said, I think I'm in the Rivertown Shopping Center.
Right.
And that is the mistake. You're not. There is no Giant in the Rivertown Shopping Center.
Well, then this is easy to
figure out, because all you need is another listener to go to that Giant, and if the number is 20, because she read the number on it and said it's 20, mm-hmm. and she wouldn't have known that, then she's telling the truth.
Hold on, shut up.
Can I say something?
What?
He asked me the address. I said, wait a minute, I gotta get closer to the store to get the address, because I didn't know the address.
Right.
Yeah. So that's when you said it was
20. Mm-hmm. And so right. if another listener goes and says that, yes, that number, there's address on it, and it's 20, she couldn't have known that and not been there.
That's what my wife lives for. Hold on, Dee. All right, honey bunny, sweetie?
Yes.
What is your verdict?
My verdict is I'll wait to have the defense to have another witness, listener. We need questions.
She's not ready to convict yet. If Frida was ready to convict, I think she... Are you ready to convict yet, Frida?
No, I'm reserving judgment, although if the other girl, what Donna said is true, that there are signs all over that shopping center, so Dee should have known what shopping center she was in.
All right, sweetie.
You can have another listener verify whether that's so or not, and whether the number is 20, and whether she's actually there.
You folks can't see me rubbing my temples right now.
You are pressing your fingers into your head.
All right, baby.
I'm hard, but I'm fair.
Firm but fair.
I know. All right. I love you.
All right, love
see
you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, if she were on the radio, how come she wasn't listening to the Donna Mike Show? What other person could have been giggling? She would have been listening to your show if she was on hold.
What? That makes no sense.
I don't get what
Hello,
you mean.
Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
No, I just wanted to say, tell her this, Donna, to get a life. People make mistakes. I've lived in D.C. my whole entire life, and I still make mistakes like that. There's no big deal. What difference does it make? She's at a shopping center. She made a mistake on the area where she was. Big effing deal.
No, it's kind of what our listeners live for, though.
Hey, don't drop the F-bomb. Would you, Donna, would you like to speak to Denise?
Huh?
Did you just hear what Denise said?
I heard what she said.
This is Yvette. I thought it was Denise.
You know what? There's a difference between living in Occidental and going to Eastover, which is right next to Southeast.
Donna?
See,
Donna?
It's a lot different.
Donna?
Donna!
Donna! Donna!
You can't. I've been here my whole entire effing life, and I'm not.
Yvette, you can't say that.
You have to stop now. We're out of delay.
Yeah.
The second lady kept dropping the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm. What a lovely Thursday gift.
High drama.
Christ! This is really getting passionate.
You know what we do? We're going
to... I really think we need to have Yvette and Donna talk to each other, if Yvette can keep it clean.
Well, we have to break now. And I think her name was said Denise.
I thought that Yvette was the one. She said, no, this is Yvette. I think Yvette is the lesbian that was on the way over. Mm-hmm. I think that's who was calling to argue with Donna, but I'm not sure.
Well, I don't... Well, let me pick up the phone. Because I can't...
Find out if it's Yvette.
Hello, who's this? Yvette.
Oh, good, okay.
Yvette, are you the lesbian? Okay, hold on.
Is she?
Yvette, you can't say the F word. Hold on. Mike, you're right.
All right, yeah, are we caught up?
Yeah, it's Yvette.
Hey, Yvette, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, Yvette, seriously, you'll sabotage the whole thing if you use curse words, okay?
Now, hold on. We have to do a break. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. Mm. Tony.
Yeah.
What?
No,
Now, I would say I lived in East Door a long time, man. I mean, can she just name another store then?
Can she name another store? All right.
Well, she's not.
I know all the stores there, you know.
Well, I mean, that would be one way. I mean, I believe that she's where she says she is.
Put D back on hold. Joe, put line four back on hold. Thank you. Tony, go ahead. What would you like to ask D?
Hey, D, what store are you facing right there besides the Giant?
I'm like, I have a bed to go on my right. It's like right next to Giant. I have the SunTrust Bank on my right. I have Fashion Sense to my left, the Lot store, the D-Mart behind me.
All right, hold on a second. Are you satisfied, Tony?
Well, the biggest store down there is Discount Mart. She didn't name that. That's been there for 50 years.
No, I did see Discount Mart. Uh-huh. Discount Mart's behind me.
But, I mean, are the other stores that she mentioned there, Tony?
I ain't never seen SunTrust. It's been a Citizen Bank down there for 50 years.
Oh, my God.
No, SunTrust is right here to the right.
You said SunTrust, yeah?
SunTrust is right here on the right-hand side. It's right
hold
next
on.
To the... Let's go.
Hold on. You know, I love it when the show gets Jerry Springer in. meanwhile, we still have these other two girls.
Yvette and Donna that are really ready for a cat.
No, I meant the other two. Megan.
Oh, the other two.
Megan, hi, honey.
How you doing?
I promise we'll get you right out of this next break. I promise. Hold on. And we also have poor Renee, who's been waiting outside.
Oh, my God. That's right.
They just fought over me to give me a coat. It's been awesome.
Oh, so you're warmed up a little bit?
I'm better.
All right, good. Please stay right there. We'll come back to you first out of the break.
Thank you.
Okay. So one of these girls will be going to the WWE, and we'll get back to Donna and what's the...
Donna and Yvette, the woman driving the Lesmobile.
Yeah, let me make sure that... Donna?
Yeah?
Donna, you stay there through the break as well, okay?
Can I just say something real quick?
Naturally.
Sure.
just real quick. I'm not saying that she's lying about being at the Giant. I'm saying that she's lying about where she is, from which... place it is, which mall it is.
Okay, all right, hold on. Charlie Broyhill, I'm so glad he's back as producer, because this is why Charlie is great.
Right.
He just came in with a map, but explain to me what the map means.
This is supposed to be the map of where this particular store is, and if she knows any of the stores that are around her, I mean the streets that are around her, we could also narrow down if she's really there.
Right. And I think that is what we're speaking to, if she's really there. I believe she is at the location she says she's at.
Dean?
Uh-huh.
I'm here. What are the major roads that you had to use to get to the shopping center?
What street is it? Is this Oxon Hill Road? Indian Head Highway. I'm right off Indian Head,
Into South. All right, okay. Are you hanging there?
Hold on. We'll get a winner. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss. Everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fun, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody. We got limited time because we've gone so long without commercials today.
Right.
Eric, hello.
Yeah, Dom.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I know you're hell-bent to give this girl the prize, but let me tell you something that your map won't show you.
I'm hoping.
There's also a Rivertown shopping center with a Giant.
I'm not hell-bent.
Down Indian Head Highway.
I am not hell-bent to give anybody the prize.
Okay,
well,
3 miles south on Indian
Highway.
I don't
want to hear that.
Giant. In the Rivertown Shopping Center.
I just enjoy it when you people yell at each other. That's
right.
All.
Exactly. And you know, you can't, like, throw out an incorrect premise and then just steamroll ahead.
No. Dave.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to know, I wanted to say, I lived in that area about 3 years ago, and I think that Giant has been closed for a long time.
Oh, now, come on.
Okay, listen, we're going to get to the girls now and see who's got what, and someone's going to get the WWE tickets, okay?
How are we deciding who gets them?
We're just going to vote, me and you and Buzz and Robbie and Charlie.
We're going to vote on the nicest couple?
Yeah, which is who we think deserves it or whatever.
All right, good.
Dee.
Yes.
Hi there, Dee, who's been the topic of much discussion.
I know.
D, do you have someone there with you?
Yes.
And who is he?
He just pulled up. His name is Terrence.
He just pulled up?
Yeah, he's...
Now, wait a minute. Wait, you said you had somebody there when we talked to you.
Yeah, he left. He left when you guys went to commercial.
Oh, so this is another guy that's just pulled up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I like that.
All right, hold on, D.
Okay.
I got nothing against
D. She just throws these things in that are, you know, she incriminates herself by just being inconsistent.
Let's go to Megan, who's been sitting on, as she called it, the outer circle of the Beltway.
Outer loop.
Outer loop. Megan, how many guys you got there?
We have one now because I just caused an accident, a three-car pileup, because this matrix decided to stop and honked a horn at us, and the car hit him behind, so we kind of fled the scene.
Oh, no, hold on. You, Megan, you caused an accident and fled the scene?
I did not cause an accident. We're just...
Hold on, honey.
Oh, my.
We'll call the Maryland State Cops with that information.
All right, very good.
Jesus Christ. This decision is going to be pretty easy.
Yeah, really.
If the girl at the phone booth got anybody there.
I know.
Wow.
Click, 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 click.
Let's go to Renee.
Yay!
Renee, do you have a guy at the phone booth?
I've had probably 20 or 30 cycle through, but I only have 5 left here.
Wow, you've gotten 20 or 30.
Oh, all right, now, of those 20 or 30 down to 5...
Yep.
Who's the one guy that you like the best?
You're going to make me choose?
Yes.
Can you give me a wrestling trivia question to ask them?
No, you got to pick the guy that you like.
Pick the guy you like.
Honey, you've been on hold for 40 minutes.
Oh, God, they're all really cute.
Pick the one you would most like to have.
To have sex with?
Well, you know,
yeah,
hold on.
That's,
hold
it, that's
on.
A good way.
Yeah.
We need to send two couples, actually, because it's a dinner.
Oh, dear.
And meet and greet for 4.
All right.
So technically, you could take 3 guys with you.
Oh, really? That would be great. There's 5 of them here.
Or we can pick Renee and D.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, you know, no, I like that. Hold on a second. Hey, D.
Well, we're going to have 3 extra tickets.
Hey, D. Hey, D.
Dita.
Hey, D. Hello, D. D.
This is
an A. D, who at the very least didn't cause an accident on the Beltway and then flee?
That was so cool.
D?
Where's D? Jesus Christ.
We have the microphone turned on now. We're not doing that spying thing. D?
I heard it was a Piggly Wiggly.
We're like, well, we'll send the other girl, but...
Now D's gone.
D?
Yes, D's gone.
Who are you? This is Renee.
This is Renee.
Did you put Renee on hold?
No.
Mike, turn the screen around and look what it says. D has always been on line number 4.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, hold on. I conferenced them together.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. That was my mistake. Hello, D.
Hello.
D?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. D, do you have a guy there you like?
Yeah, I do.
Put him on.
Okay, hold on.
Tell him on the other line.
I think he's on the other line. Hold on. Are you there?
Oh,
you
my
know what?
God.
No.
Right, too stupid.
F you. F you. And the girl who caused the accident on the Beltway.
Right.
F you. We like the girl.
Renee, who stood out in the cold. Renee, you get to take 3
guys.
Four, yeah. 3 guys. 3
guys.
Right.
3 guys.
You get to take 3 guys with you.
3 guys.
You
with
rock.
You.
Cool.
3 guys.
Like
so
that.
Pick the 3 guys right now.
You, yeah. You, and you. You want to go wrestling? 3 of them?
3 of them.
You guys are the first 3 here. Sorry. First 3 guys here get it.
All right. Fantastic.
Take 3 guys and get airtight. now put the 3 guys on the phone.
Okay, hold on a second.
That's right. You got...
You're the first one here.
You have the right picture, Mike.
Airtight.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hold on, here's the first guy.
First guy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Mike.
Do you like Renee?
Yeah, Renee's all right. Can't really see much. She's all bundled up, man.
Well, now that...
I mean, she looks good and everything, but she's all bundled up.
Now, this guy, boy,
oh, my God.
If there's another guy...
She's going to flash me. She looks great.
Don't like him.
We ought to 86 this guy.
Glowing endorsement. Give the phone to the next guy Renee selected.
All right, next guy.
All right. Hi.
Don Mike.
Yes, hi, what's your name?
My name is Ray.
Hi, Ray, do you like Renee?
Yes, I do.
Renee and Ray.
What do you like about Renee?
She's a hottie.
All right, very good.
Good answer. Okay, give the phone to the next guy.
All right, who's the next guy?
Next guy.
Next. This is like
what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi, who's this?
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, do you like Renee at the phone booth?
Oh, yeah, man. She looks good.
All right.
She looks good. All right. Well, then you and the other two guys going out to go to the wrestling together.
All right.
And you're going to dinner at the New Hooters downtown. Let me ask you a question.
For an airtight date.
Yeah, yeah. What was your first name?
Rob.
Rob, are you ready to get her airtight?
Willing and able.
Right on. Okay, put Renee back on the phone, please.
All right, guys.
Here we go. Renee? Hey, Renee?
Yes.
Boy, is it your lucky day.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Because there was all that controversy surrounding Dee.
I know.
She had a guy there. She didn't have a guy there. She was at a location. She wasn't at the location.
And then we finally get her on the phone. We say, put the guy on. And he was on another line. We said, to hell with it.
Good will always triumph over evil.
And then you have a Megan who seemed nice enough. But then when she says she caused an accident on the Beltway and she fled the scene, and incidentally...
Our phone screeners incidentally say, do not stop on the Beltway.
And incidentally, not too bright, Megan, giving out your license plate on the air and then fleeing an accident, okay? So we had to let her go. And we got her information.
Yeah.
So as it turns out, Renee...
Renee's the big winner.
Yay! Congratulations. You're going with three guys. Let me just ask you, are you ready to get airtight?
Ass play for everyone.
Ass play for everyone.
Okay, right. Wow. Play.
She's a fun girl. She's a party girl, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Renee. Have a great time. You and your three guys will have a dinner for four.
Excellent.
At the New Hooters in D.C.
Disturbing.
Front row ringside tickets to WWE Raw.
Did she just say what I thought she said? I think well, disturbing.
Yes.
And a meet and greet with your favorite WWE superstar before the event. World Wrestling Entertainment Raw, Monday, February 3rd, MCI Center. Tickets on sale now.
Excellent. Mike?
Thank you.
Mike?
Yes.
I was told to ask you for a TV.
A TV? No problem at all. I'll give it to you when you get your braces
on. Hold on. Hold on.
All right.
Wow. I don't know about you guys. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. That was, you know, a simple little highway love connection.
It had all the elements of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It had the lesbian fighting with the bitchy menopausal soccer mom.
Donna.
In a world where having a radio was strictly forbidden,
Megan,
one man found a way to bring good news
to his
people.
And I hope everything's
people.
Okay out there.
Yeah. He made it up.
Megan, who was dumb enough to announce her license plate on the radio,
mm-hmm.
then unfortunately, according to her, caused some sort of fender bender, mm-hmm. and then fled the scene.
I hope that's not true.
Yeah. And then finally, Renee, who, God bless her, stood out of the cold
right.
at a phone booth.
Yeah. And finally got three guys, one who was kind of a dumbass.
Right.
It just had all the elements, and, you know, and D, you know, who knows? I hope she finds love.
I don't know. Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story?
Now, even fictional characters like Star Trek's Captain Kirk have opinions about Saddam Hussein.
Saddam.
Yes.
Yes, with Kaleidoscope Eye. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News is coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
That
was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz and Slug.
Dinner's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And that, I mean, of course, the bug.
Yes.
When I say slug, I don't mean like slug line. I mean, creature.
Yeah.
Buzz's new show brought to you tonight by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often. Viramax. Get it at your finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-DMAX. And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we've heard from Martin Sheen and Susan Sarandon, but what does Captain Kirk think about a war with Iraq?
And she's gone!
On his website, Doesn't Everybody Have One?, William Shatner actually ponders how Star Trek's Captain Kirk would handle Saddam. Quoting him, Kirk would emphasize peace, love, and unity above all else.
No, he wouldn't.
Given these qualities,
he'd want to F Mrs. Saddam Hussein.
And he'd put his phasers on kill.
He continues, Given these qualities, it seems he would emphasize peaceful negotiations as long as possible.
You know what he'd do?
What?
He'd marry Saddam Hussein's wife, and he'd drown her in his swimming pool.
Oh! Captain Kirk would turn to force, says Shatner, only if he had no other option but defend himself.
For God's sake, son.
His beloved friends or helpless victims from a vengeful enemy.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
Even then, he says, Kirk's ultimate goal is to preserve friendship and emphasize forgiveness and compassion for his enemies.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
And now you know.
Jesus.
And she's gone!
The stars weigh in.
Kirk out.
I can't wait to see what Patrick Stewart writes on JeanLucPicard.com.
Engage.
Jesus.
President Bush not only wants to disarm Saddam Hussein, he wants him out of Iraq's presidency.
Nice, Bush.
That said, the administration is offering free and safe transportation and lodging for him and his family should Saddam decide it best to leave.
Hey, hold on. Give me some Danny Gay music.
A lovely resort in sunny Acapulco.
That's right.
You and the whole family.
A free trip.
Loaded in, Rob.
Safe path.
You and the whole family.
Well, you know what? It's taken Rob too long. Never mind.
On Cartoon Network.
Everybody knows the joke I was going for anyway, you know. Saddam, please enjoy your wonderful weekend getaway at the Holiday Inn, Acapulco.
We'll fly you and your whole family on America West Airlines to the beautiful Cabo San Lucas Resort.
Quoting Secretary of State Colin Powell, we would, I'm sure, try to help find a place for them to go. That certainly would be one way to avoid war. But Powell says he doubts the dictator will take the offer. Next week, Powell will be presenting what the White House says is evidence Saddam's still in the weapons of mass destruction business. But that proof is said to be not as good as what Adlai Stevenson had on the Soviets in 1961.
Let's tell Rob what he's won. Rob, you've won a trip to the unemployment line. That's right, for not getting the music ready on time for what was an obvious joke during the news. You've won a trip to the unemployment line. Mike, tell Rob what he can look forward to.
That's right. It's years and years of collecting unemployment checks and struggling to feed his wonderful family. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, Mike.
The unemployment line is the Mark Cooks and Bill Toppin television production.
Stay tuned for Gambit on many of these CBS stations. Now, I'll time this out. Back to you, Buzz.
And, by the way, France, Germany, and Russia say they need to see undeniable proof in order to back this.
Wow. Surprise.
At long last, the wait is over. Magic Johnson is coming back to television.
Yeah.
The former NBA star says he'll produce and occasionally appear on the MTV reality show Who's Got Game?
When they told me, I was like, yeah, I want to be here.
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
The show will follow the lives of a dozen...
Radio Shack. This is JQ. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
The show will follow the lives of a dozen street basketball players competing for fame and $100,000.
Yeah.
Hey, you just saved your job, Rob. That was a good pull. Who would have known we needed that old Magic Johnson tape?
Johnson says he'll likely be better at using his strengths as an athlete than he was at being a comedian or interviewer on his short-lived talk show.
Oh, yeah.
That late-night show vanished as quickly as it appeared in 1998, but Fortune magazine still lists Magic
as
one of America's 50 most powerful black executives.
Could you name 49 others?
I personally couldn't, but Fortune magazine apparently did.
Okay.
Ted Turner is...
I'm down with my brown friends.
I know you are.
You know, I ask myself all the time, what has brown done for me? What can brown do for me?
Oh, for God's sakes, that's a UPS commercial.
Oh, you're right.
Sorry.
I thought it was a totally different thing.
Ted Turner is off like a prom dress. The guy who founded CNN and Turner Broadcasting. Found himself as vice chairman of AOL Time Warner after his company merged with the conglomerate.
Ah,
up. I'm going to drop you like third period French. Aw.
But now that the big corporation has lost $99 billion in the past year, he's stepping down, following in the footsteps of AOL founder Steve Case.
Hi, Ted.
The company's chairman.
Aw. Start all my shows at 5 after the hour. Uh-huh.
After leaving the company that owns HBO and People Magazine, among other things, Turner says he'd like to do more charity work. He'll officially leave the company in May.
Hold on right there, Buzz.
All right.
We'll come back, and we'll have lots of time for the last segment of News and Comment right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Das ist nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me mention that tomorrow we'll have the Friday favorite. We'll have a Jeopardy, a good one. Also, we will review the movies we haven't seen yet. And, you know, we're out of football season.
Yes.
So we're pretty much done with the regular weekly sports reports. But tomorrow we'll start a new tradition of getting a really, really, really bad celebrity on the phone.
Very good. Good.
Talk about the bad, bad sports on TV over the weekend.
Very good.
That's tomorrow. Also want to mention, following us tonight on WJFK, mm-hmm. please listen to Ron and Fez.
Yes.
Right on WYSP. Please listen to Matt and Huggy.
Very good.
Especially for Broyhill, the mandatory Metallica at 10.
Ah.
I know Charlie gets in his car and makes the three-hour drive
mm-hmm.
every night to Philly.
Just so he can hear that?
To hear that, then he drives back.
Yeah. Very good.
I tell him, buy the CD.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's when somebody else is doing it for you.
Hearing it on the radio.
Absolutely.
Anyway, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Here's an update for you. Sarah from Joe Millionaire says she has no comment.
Christ, am I a team player or what?
You are.
Am I? Jesus.
You are. Nobody's better at
it. You know, really, and nobody sells like you sell.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you that tomorrow?
What?
Howard's got the wackiest zoo show.
It's true.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
It's
going to be great.
Where's my ouchie thing?
Yeah.
If you like this, tomorrow, Howard's got one to knock you on your ass.
Absolutely. Go, really? Go for it.
Mine doesn't do justice. My ouchie horn.
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah.
Way to close.
Thanks, Mike.
You're such a giver.
ABC.
Yeah, always be closing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sarah from Joe Millionaire says she has no comment on the smoking gun website's proof that she starred in dozens of bondage and fetish videos.
Leave the poor girl alone.
But again, as we said earlier today, this is why I ignored this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She's not naked.
No.
She's not having sex.
No, that's true.
She's just tied up.
And yet everybody's talking about
that. And I just want to see the movies.
You will.
Thank you.
I think you will. Fox, by the way, says it has no comment on this either.
Of course.
The 29-year-old who sneaked into the woods with Evan in the last episode told him the wildest thing she'd ever done was backpack in Morocco.
I'm over here now.
The video titles include Novices in Knots, Hogtied, and a foot fetish piece called Agony of Defeat.
Ooh.
Get it?
Yeah. Of course I did.
She's clothed in the videos, but in one case, getting bound and gagged in a cheerleader costume. In another video, she does the tying up. Sarah's a 98 graduate of George Mason University here in Northern Virginia.
Hey! Oh, now someone should have told us that.
She's a patriot.
That's like the 13th grade.
By the way, Evan says he was drunk every night of the contest. Quoting him, I was tanked at the end of every day.
I'll drink to that. You know, you're going to have to apologize now to Professor Cameron Gray.
Yes, you should.
That's just more proof. Cameron Gray.
Ouch.
The guy who works here at our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Is a producer.
Mm-hmm. Professor.
Excuse me.
That's right.
He's a producer of shows at our station.
True.
Right. He's a professor at George Mason University.
Professor Gray.
Professor Poontang. Yeah. I'm sure it's the same thing every time.
Uh-huh.
He hands out the paper to all the girls at the beginning of the year. How to get an A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a photograph of his genitals. How to get an A.
I made this special for you, Professor Gray. Ooh, thank you.
A guy who once had shows all over the schedules of several major networks now only has one, and it may be in trouble.
David E. Kelly, who did Ally McBeal, Chicago Hope, Picket Fences, and others, now only has The Practice on ABC.
Yeah, but he still gets to crawl on top of Michelle Pfeiffer every night.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
ABC, by the way, has just moved that show, The Practice, to to Mondays, where it now competes with Joe Millionaire, Everybody Loves Raymond, and NBC's Third Watch. In other words, the death of The Practice is imminent, even though it was number one in its Sunday night time slot. Quoting Kelly, I hope ABC would act in their own self-interest and put it back where it was doing well. There are rumors the network is trying to briefly devalue the show to get the price down before renewing it.
Rocket body.
But
he's a hero.
Kelly's hero?
Kelly's hero?
Yeah.
But ABC is not pinching pennies when it comes to Michael Jackson. And the Alphabet Network has just won the bidding war with the other nets who will air a British documentary about Wacko Jacko. Word is ABC is paying just under $5 million for the show that followed Jackson around for 8 months.
Now, hello, Michael.
Hi. I've taken a picture of my genitals so that Professor Cameron Gray.
You'll get an A.
Thank you.
Hello.
Shimon.
The camera crew was with him at the Neverland Ranch and on tour when he dangled his son out a window.
That's not all I'm dangling.
The 90-minute program will air during the February ratings sweep, and Jackson is ratings magic.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it happened again.
It collapsed.
His nose is falling off.
My nose is falling off.
Bugger!
Bugger off.
Michael's 2001 concert on CBS was one of the highest-rated specials of that year. 38 million people watched him be interviewed by Diane Sawyer in 1995, and his chat with Oprah 10 years ago attracted over 62 million viewers.
And he sold exactly 7 records in the last 10 years.
About 7 copies. Right. Yeah. CBS, meanwhile, will have to make do with a Bruce Springsteen concert.
All right.
He is the boss, hardly ever appears on TV, and his show will air with limited commercial interruptions.
It was just on HBO.
Yeah, he just did a fantastic concert on HBO. I don't get it.
This is different.
And he also did 2 nights in a row on Letterman when his record came out. And he also did a whole show on the Today Show.
Right.
A whole concert on the Today Show. So I don't buy all this crap about Bruce is finally coming out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to sound like he's a fag, but I mean...
He's back.
But other than those 10 appearances...
he hardly is ever on TV.
Hardly ever.
Otherwise an exclusive for CBS. One sponsor only in the show, with an ad up front, another at the halfway point.
It's Miramax, right?
I think so, yes. The ad will air in February, about a week after CBS airs the Grammy Awards. Most of the performance has never been aired in the U.S., but he will also perform his hits.
Shimo.
So it's not even live.
No, it's on tape. It's
right.
Nicely edited for your enjoyment.
Buy the album. Buy the Life of Bruce album. You'll like it more.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even February, but the sweeps begin tonight, and NBC's already trotting out the supersized sitcoms. With all times Eastern and Pacific, Friends is on from 8 to 8:40.
You know what that means? That means more Will and Grace.
Scrubs will air from 8:40 to 9:20.
How much more Will and Grace?
And Will and Grace from 9:20 to 10.
Supersize me.
Followed by a normal-sized ER.
Supersized my shows!
Gee, I hope Harry Connick Vaughn. I love him.
In addition to going through the metal detectors, you may also have
to shoot that show. Will and Gay. God.
That is just... It's unfunny.
America loves it, Don.
No, America doesn't love it.
No?
America loves CSI.
Yeah. Yes,
that's true.
That's the 9
new
o'clock
CSI.
Show to watch.
New CSI tonight.
A new one tonight, right.
And the good one. And it's the good one. It's a new one, and it's the better of the two.
That's
right. And incidentally, they're taking a trip up the rectal canal of Will from Will and Grace.
You might want to see this.
That'll be supersized.
In sports,
whoa!
Michigan native Steve Mariucci is in Detroit today talking with the Lions about their head coaching vacancy. The Lions are coming off the worst 2 years in their history. Mariucci got fired by the 49ers after San Francisco got beaten by Tampa Bay in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It appears Washington Redskins quarterback Danny Werfel will be looking for a new team. The Washington Post says the team probably won't re-sign the free agent backup. Redskins officials are out to sever ties with most of the Spurrier's former University of Florida players. And finally, no testicle shortage here, but there is in Iceland. Word is supplies are dangerously low. Ram's testicles are a delicacy in Iceland, but meatpackers say there's a shortage at the worst possible time.
Send over Kurt Warner.
They'd like to have a lot of them on hand at the start of the month-long Viking festival.
Ramballs.
Send over Fran Tarkenton.
People eat a lot of testicles there in February. Even young children enjoy them in Iceland, picking them out of a salty brine with toothpicks.
Yum, yum.
Hey, look! It's... I'm trying to think of a famous...
Rosie Greer!
Great ball.
Man, that tastes like Roman Gabriel.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I'm so old.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, you and... Great.
Ooh, did taste it.
We gotta go. See you tomorrow with the Friday episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Hey, you ready to put on your pith helmet?
Yeah, supersize it.
Let's go get some moon crickets. BM, eaters.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.